We are drunk on liberty. Hey, we are Drunk on Liberty. This is Ryan, Jay, and Sarah Renee coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
What up, folks? I'm here.
Yes, you are here. And what are you drunk on, Ryan Jay?
I'm drunk on liberty.
And?
Always. And I am drunk on quite a few Michelob Ultras because we just got back from...
English New Year.
Yes, but what are you drunk on tonight, Sarah Renee?
I am drunk on about a couple Michelob Ultras.
About
a and couple? Some champagne.
Oh, yes.
Because we had some
champagne.
We had some champagne
yes,
at
I
the
had
English
some
New
champagne.
Year. And I think that's it.
But yeah, what did we do? What were we doing?
Oh, we went to, there's this bar out here that's called Georgian Dragon, but it's an English pub. So like they do their New Year's when it's New Year's in England, which would be 5 o'clock Phoenix time. So we went there around, you know, like 3 o'clock-ish. And got there and just, you know, hung out with a lot of people, had fun. And then at 5 o'clock, they passed out, before a little bit before 5 o'clock, they passed out all these little party hats, like the little, like, noisemakers. And then everyone got a free bottle of champagne to share between their table. And then at 5 o'clock, we had the countdown like you would here, you know, in Times Square.
9, 8,
okay,
seven.
Yes. Romy. Okay, not yet.
I'm and, Jim Rome.
Then they had a little champagne. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah,
it
good
was
times.
Very crowded, but it was fun. And they had bagpipes too.
So yes, today is New Year's Eve. We are recording. We are recording early on in New Year's Eve. Well,
for people on the East Coast, it'd be 9 o'clock almost.
Well, I mean, when you're listening to this now, I know you're already in 2012, of course.
Yeah.
Here we are, and coming up later in the show, we're going to do a little mock New Year's celebration to ring
Countdown.
In the New Year. Yeah, toward the
yep.
end there. And so, get your drinks ready. Get your champagne ready, poured.
If you still have some left over.
Well, don't pour it yet, because that might be a couple hours. Or a little less than a couple hours, but still, you don't want to pour it now. Don't pour it now.
You want to get chilled.
Well, pour it now, drink it, and then pour it later. That's fine.
And but real quick, before we move on, there's a couple people we need to introduce.
I am Jim Rome.
Oh, yeah. he's all ready.
There you
he's
are,
ready.
Buddy.
Who jumps, else? Who
jumps,
else?
He jumps right to the front. What's up, Jim Rome?
What's up?
Yeah, that's what we asked you.
No.
Oh. Anyways, let's move on to someone else who's creeping
Take
always
care.
Around. Who's always a creeping?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where he's at.
Oh, where's he at? He's not creeping tonight? He's
I'm cute, though.
Uh-oh.
Built good.
Never mind. I thought he was going looking for little girls, but apparently no. He's
what
here.
Sort of stuff do guys like to do with girls?
Oh, okay. And who else is here?
He's kind of sick. Jay Rizzle.
He's here, but he's a little sick. He's a little
he is.
Sick
He's been
tonight.
Sneezing all day today.
He's sleeping right now. I see him. He's sleeping. Yeah. Looking cute as shit, but he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And I say that because he does attack me, and I still can say that.
But before we move on, hit up drunkonliberty.com. You know, go to that support page, click the shit out of the donate button, throw some cash, make it rain. Click on Amazon banner, buy some shit. You know,
and then we get a little
website.
Kickback.
Yeah, we get a little bit. A little something. Also, you can go drunk dial. I mean, you got to be drunk tonight. I know you're not listening to this actually tonight, but it is New Year's Eve night. Hopefully, our diehard fans will call us New Year's Eve night.
And leave us a message.
When they're drunk, 623-505-6375. Leave us that ridiculous drunken message. We love them.
Because we'll play them.
We will play them. We love them. Head on over to Facebook page, Drunk on Liberty. Talk to us over there.
Mm-hmm. Bring us some love.
Hit up the Twitter if you like the Twitter.
We like to tweet.
Yeah, we're not really into that, but
yeah, we do have a page, but we're not a big Twitter fan. We're more the G+.
You hit that G spot anytime you want. We like the G spot played with, right, Sarah Renee?
I don't know how you really play with the G spot. It's not really accessible. Kind of.
I think it's accessible. What?
It's different for all women.
B don't like the G spot.
I'm not saying I didn't like the. Okay, whoa. We went way off course here. Okay. We're talking about G+.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I got an O for you.
What you got?
There's
for
this
me?
New app that I got on my iPhone. Uh-oh. It's called Action Movie.
It's awesome.
And Ryan told me about it. You know, last weekend or beginning of this week or whatever, and was like, so there's this app that like you. You know, video record something, and then it changes into like an action movie.
Why should I?
So I was home all week because I've been off all week. So I decided to take a recording of Mr. J, Rizzle the cat, while he was in a playful mood.
The Liberty Lounge stud.
Yeah, sorry, the stud muffin. And he was in a playful mood, so it was funny. And so I just taken this video. He's playing with one of his little mice or whatever. And then I put through action video, and it like has this like a car crash, and has like all right at the beginning of the video, it's like smoke, and then all of a sudden Jay, like just by coincidence, like happens to dodge out of the way for some reason, because he's playing with his toy. But then this like car comes into the movie scene and like smashes, almost hits somebody, dodges out of the way. But it's funny because it basically puts your videos into like an action movie kind of scene where like a car falls down or a missile comes and blow things up. I actually had a video of Jay Rizzle, and he got blown up by a missile, but I didn't send that to Ryan because I thought he'd get mad. But I did record that. But it's cool. There's like three different versions. There's a missile, there's a car crash, and the other one I didn't know because you had to like pay for it, and I was not paying for that. But it's a really cool app. Yeah. I recommend it if you have an iPhone.
Yeah, I didn't even check it out to see if it's available on Android. It might be.
If it's not yet, it probably will be eventually. Yeah.
It was
pretty
cool.
If not, it is.
It was pretty cool how he dodged the flying car.
Yeah, because you can email it to people and stuff. But it's just funny because it's just like weird that he kind of, in the video, dodged the car.
Way to go, Jay. You out there?
Yes. Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up before we do our beer review was Verizon, because there's this whole thing, like I said, I've been home all week, so I've been hearing about this freaking thing on the mainstream media about Verizon's going to charge $2 fee for if you do online payment or over the phone payment.
But before you get to that, mention what Ryan J said.
I'm telling Ryan about this, like, oh, I just heard on the news. Not that, like, I listen to the news just to keep, you know, just think what they're saying, but I also know that not everything that comes out of that show is true.
Because they talk a lot of shit about Ron Paul.
Yeah, so anyways, like, it's not that I pay, but anyway, so I told him, I'm like, oh, look what they're saying. You know, he came home and he heard it and stuff, and he was like, oh, it's not gonna hold through, because look at Bank of America and their fee that they were gonna charge, and then that fell through, and Chase, and that fell through, and all that kind of stuff. So, and then sure enough, today, on the news, it had that Verizon's not going to be doing that.
Yes.
They're not going to do their $2 charge for, because essentially people were saying, so you're charging me for paying my bill on time. You're charging me for paying you. That's silly. Like, yeah,
I knew it would never happen.
It made sense. Like, people were saying, like, you're going to charge me to pay my bill to you. Like, that's stupid. Like, why should I, like, they knew that's that they were probably going to lose so many people. Like, eventually people, when their contract was up, were going to probably like, I'm going to go to AT&T or somewhere else.
Or they'd walk in and say,
skanks. Yeah, I would do that. But I'm just saying, because, you know, that's just, you know, people are being taken advantage of there. Like, that's just silly.
Yeah, I knew it wouldn't actually happen.
But, so that's just the thing. If you did hear and you haven't heard yet, they're not going to be doing that, so.
Although it is kind of shitty that Verizon supports SOPA, but.
What is SOPA, in case someone doesn't know what it is?
We'll get into that later, okay. But it's Stop Online Piracy Act, I think is what it
says. So stop downloading stuff, yeah. Like music and movies and all that stuff.
Oops. Bull crap.
Anyways, it's about that time for beer review, right?
Sure.
All right, we got a nice little tasty beer here. We should probably take a picture of this beer.
Tasty.
That was really quiet. Oh, we'll play it again. Oops.
Tasty.
What do we got?
We got, I don't know how you say it. How do you say it? It's from Japan.
Sapporo?
Sapporo. It is the oldest Japanese beer. Apparently, I couldn't get that word out, because here's the thing: I saw the word beer and brand, and it just didn't connect to my brain.
Sapporo Breweries, Sapporo Premium Beer, but it says Japan. Who really knows? It says 5% alcohol.
But then it says brewed and canned by Sapporo Brewing Company, Ontario, Canada. The bottom.
Awesome. Awesome.
At the bottom.
So awesome. That's, I was just going to say, I don't think it's really Japan. It came, yeah. We bought it at fucking Walmart.
But I'm just saying, it's funny because at the very bottom it says that. So please, people, always read the labels. But at the very bottom it says that.
You want to pour it in my glass? Since mine's
pop
empty.
It like it's hot. Pop it like it's
crack
hot.
It.
I'm going to pop it.
On Beer Advocate, it gets a... Like I said last episode, they've changed their scoring so they don't give out A's and B's and whatnot. They just give a number score, and I guess it's out of 100, and they get a 69, which is the same thing that the Foster's Australian for Beer got last week on our last episode.
Yeah.
And it's still poor. 69 is a poor. And you failed at pouring this.
I went too beer. Fast.
You always do this.
Should I go pour some in the sink?
You love giving so much head.
That's
awesome.
I'm just saying, should I go pour some
now
of
it? Now finger it. Yes.
I am fingering it, but I'm saying, should I go pour it out?
Or take a drink of the can.
Okay, I'll take a drink from the can. I'm going to smell it first.
Smell it. What's
it smells like? Beer.
It smells like beer, because it is beer. What do you think?
Has a dirty taste.
Dirty.
Tastes dirty.
Dirty Japanese.
Taste it.
Those dirty Japanese.
Those damn dirty Japs.
Oh boy, you are a racist son of a bitch.
I am not racist. I'm just saying it worked. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it tastes like shitty beer.
It does, doesn't it say?
Shittier than Michelob Ultra. Shitty.
Michelob Ultra isn't that shitty.
Well, it is a shitty beer. It's number 5 on the 100 worst.
Let's just add a lemon to it and see how it tastes.
Well, we do have some lemon. That should make it taste better. It's not bad. I mean,
I'm still fingering it.
It's nasty. It's like a cheap ass. It's tastes kind of like Natty Light to me or whatever.
It's dirty.
It's just a cheap, nasty beer.
It's a dirty beer. It's dirty. I would not recommend this. If you ever see Sopa, S-A-P-P-O-R-O.
No.
Wait, what?
Sopa is the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Well, I'm drunk, and I just got a text message.
Beer is called Sapporo, not
Sapporo. So if you ever see S-A-P-P-O-R-O in your store, do not buy it. It's in a nice...
Don't buy that Sopa on the Sapporo
Online
Piracy
Act. Don't buy Sapporo either.
Act.
No, but I'm saying, it's a tin kind of grayish color can with a gold star with like wheat going around the star. Don't buy it. It's
doesn't
that
say
gross.
Since 1800 something?
1876. Well, it's, you know, it tastes like it's from 1876. It's gross.
How do you know what things tasted like in 1876?
Nasty.
How can
that's
you make that
know.
Statement?
I'm telling you right now, it's nasty.
Have you tried
shit.
It with the lemon?
No, you can be the first.
I will take it.
Mmm. How's it taste?
Tastes slightly better.
Oh, with the lemon. So, if you do want to taste it, then try some lemon with it. And maybe lemon, lime, orange, whatever.
I like rape.
Well, we know that. Hold on, Ryan. I'm going to go check that text. It might be my mom. You know how she is. She gets all nervous
when
I text her.
Isn't your news segment coming up?
Well, just talk about the beer. Talk about something.
I thought we
second.
Talked all about the beer.
No, just talk. Give some notes about it.
I have no notes about the beer.
Just keep going with it.
And then you scrape the chair on mic. That's coming a regular thing where you scrape the chair. You back out and the mic picks it up. Screech.
I can't help it. It's the chair. Maybe we need to put some like foam on the bottom of it or something.
Or you need to stop scoot in your chair during the...
Never mind, it was my mom.
Podcast.
It's my friend. She gave me this 2012 thing. I don't know what it means. Hold on. It says, another month, another year, another smile, another tear. It's freaking one of those... What are they called? Where, like, a lot of people send them. You know, like, what is that called?
Forwards?
Yeah, I guess. One of those.
Oh, I forgot to... While we're doing our beer review...
Well, it's too late now.
I was supposed to play this, but...
Anyway, so it's That's What She Said time, so let's get to it.
Live from the Liberty Lounge, That's What She Said, featuring Sarah Renee.
So, I'm here with some news.
There you
from
are.
From this week.
You are here.
I am here. You are there. We are together. Yes.
Hear me okay. Roar.
Hear us roar. Okay, so my first article is about Michelle Bachmann's. Michelle Bachmann, because that's how she talks. Chairman quits, and then he goes to Ron Paul. So, I mean, we probably heard about this. Even if you do watch the news regularly, it was on the news, like, almost every day this week. But let me just read the really short article, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. It says, Republican candidate Michelle Bachmann's Iowa campaign chairman resigned on Wednesday and endorsed rival Ron Paul 6 days before Iowa voters begin the nomination process to select the 2012 Republican presidential nominee. Kent Sorensen, an Iowa state senator who had served as Bachmann's state campaign chairman for nearly a year, said he had decided to switch his support to Paul because the campaign has reached a turning point. So, if you've watched the news, like I've watched the news this week, which I laugh at it sometimes, she's saying the whole time during the news that Ron Paul offered this Kent money to go to his side, basically. Where then there's interviews with Kent saying, I never took money from him. I just realized that her place is going nowhere and he's going somewhere, basically, is what he stated. He never really stated in the interview that I watched that he really agreed with what he said. He kind of just said that he was more likely to get someplace, correct? Do you kind of agree with that, Ryan?
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, it's very possible that he could have taken money from someone and is just not
Ron
talking
Paul.
About it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually, I wouldn't see it as being from actually Ron Paul, because Ron Paul doesn't really do that. I mean, he's not like any other candidate out there.
No.
He doesn't pay people really... I mean, I'm sure he has a few campaign people that he pays, but most of his real hardcore, you know, campaign and people that speak out about him and do all that stuff, they're just grassroots people that just, you know, rise up and do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they don't get paid. So I don't really believe Michelle Bachmann. Plus, she's...
crazy.
Constant liar anyway, and her husband, pray the gay away. Like,
pray the gay away. But anyways, yeah. So, what was I say? And then there's a video with her. It was funny. What did you show me yesterday, yesterday morning or whatever? Where she's like in an interview with one of Wolf Blitzen, right? Was it him?
Wolf Blitzer?
Blitzer. Was it him?
Wolf?
Shush.
What do you call wolves?
Wolf? Okay, was it him? Was it him?
I think so. I don't know.
Where he was interviewing her, and she had this little black boy in front of her, and all these, like, supposed, like, supporters, but they were all, like, looking around, like, I don't really know why I'm here. Like, looking around, like, they didn't listen to what
they would
she was
cheer
saying.
Whenever it looked like they were supposed to cheer.
Yeah, like, so it was like they were either... And Ryan was like, I don't know if they've been paid to do that. Just, like, they pulled people off the street and, like, hey, you get to go on camera.
And she's talking about her little... guy who went to the other side for being paid, but all these people behind her are most likely paid.
Yes,
to be
and
there,
that so. Little kid, like, what? Just, whatever.
I mean, that's what politicians do. They're all hypocritical.
Yeah.
You know.
So, anyways, I just thought
bullshit.
I'd bring that up. But if you want to read furthermore the article, it is on freedomsphoenix.com and it's Candidate Bachmann's Iowa Chairman Quits, if you want to look that up. The next one that I have here is called New Rule. I'm not roll. Real. I don't know how to say. I am, like, so bad with my vowels. New rule. Like, the
new
rules
rule.
In school. Okay, new rule.
rule.
Okay. Anyways,
no
so
rulers.
This is about,
I rule me.
This is
you
a,
rule you.
Yes. This is about, and there's a video to it. I'm not going to play the video, so I'd really suggest you go to freedomsphoenix.com and looking this up. But this is a local man
it
called...
It wouldn't actually work even if you did play the video, because your computer's not even hooked to the mixer.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Breaking the fourth wall here.
No, I'm but saying I'm not going to play the video. I'm just saying I want them to play it. Shush. I could have sent it to you and you could have played it.
This
so
is true, but I'm
so,
saying
yes.
You can't play the
okay,
video.
Okay, so anyways, I'm not going to play the video because first off, I can't. I'm going to play that. And no. Second of off, just because I think
I
you guys
you
can
guys.
Resource it
I told
yourself.
You.
Anyways, so a Laco man called the cops on Seattle officers when he felt a traffic stop was spinning out of control, and the entire incident was captured on police video that shows the man being yanked from his car and thrown to the ground, which we did watch this video recently. And
right before we started this
And
podcast.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, so the it dude was, the dude got pulled over, and at the time of being pulled over, he thought that, like, there's no reason he should have been pulled over. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't speeding or whatever he thought. So he called 911. Well, after he talked, the cop came to his window and mm-hmm. was like talking crazy shit. Like, the cop was just being weird.
Yeah.
The way he was talking. And so the guy was like, man, that guy's weird. So he called 911 and said, hey, can you check this officer? Make sure he's a real officer. I mean, and that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, because he was acting
because
weird.
Because people
impersonate.
We've seen whatever happened over in where the fuck was that? Sweden? No, it wasn't Sweden. I don't know where the hell that was. Where the dude said he was a cop and he like offed like 12 children. Remember that? That was recent.
Oh, I remember that.
Where,
yeah,
I don't remember where it was.
I don't remember either. But yeah,
he told them come with me because I'm a cop and all this shit, and then he just blew all the people away. And so it's a legitimate, you know, concern, like, who is this guy pulling me over at night and he's talking a bunch of crazy shit, so I'm going to call 911 on him and I just want to check him out. And then all of a sudden it cuts to five, there's like five officers now around his car, and they just fucking yank him out the damn window.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense video. Like, I don't
he
know
he hasn't
what
done
happened.
Anything.
No.
He was black.
Yes, he was.
He was driving at night while black. And all the officers were white. And they yanked him out of there, beat him up a little bit, kicked him in the face, kicked him in the belly, kicked him in the balls probably, stomped on him a little bit, and picked him up and arrested him for, I don't even
whatever,
know.
Whatever, they didn't
what
say. It
that,
didn't say.
It doesn't even say.
It was just, it says.
Oh, well, I'm sure they called it disorderly conduct. That's their go-to.
Because he wouldn't get out of the car.
Yep, disorderly.
When they asked him
he's
to.
Being disorderly. He's not obeying a lawful order. They
yeah.
call a lawful order. I don't call it a
so,
lawful
but
order. But.
He,
I call it monopolistic violence. That's what I call it. That's
yeah.
what that is.
It was not a good video. So
no.
I would say at least like watch the video. If you don't want to read anything, just watch the video because it explains basically everything, and you can totally see where it was. This guy had no reason to be treated the way he was. Once again, shows damn dirty cops and
well,
how
his,
they are.
The color is skin. That was. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I could be way off, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. He was a black man, and he's driving at night.
I hear
shouldn't be doing that, I guess.
So, but.
Not when the violent monopoly is mostly white. Can't do that.
Those damn dirty cops. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Next story I have. Are you done with that one? Do you have anything else to say with that? Or
nothing to say about that, but. This beer is not good.
So
I'm not having a good time with it.
Then pour it out. We'll pour it out.
I'm not pouring out
yes,
beer. I'm
it's
gonna pour
if
it
it's
down my gullet.
I'm not
but
drinking
I don't
anymore.
Care.
Anyways, so the Northern... our next story is the Northern California McDonald's offers free small coffee during the tough economic times.
There's something I want to mention about this story. I'll let you read it.
Okay. No, go ahead and mention it then.
Well...
You want me to read it first?
Is it short?
Kind of. I'll read a little bit. It yeah. says, local McDonald's restaurants will be kicking off the new year by offering a free small cup of coffee to its customers in the greater Sacramento, Stockton, and
So basically Northern
yeah.
California?
Yep.
Okay.
Beginning Monday, January 2nd, all coffee made with 100%, I skipped a line. Beginning Monday, January 2nd, all local McDonald's restaurants throughout Northern California will be offering a free small premium roast coffee made with 100% fresh fire roasted beans to all customers during business hours with no purchase necessary. Mm-hmm. This program is local McDonald's way of saying thank you to the customers and offering a helping hand at the start of the new year. Mm-hmm. Sounds very good.
That's all it says?
No, there's a couple more paragraphs, but...
Well, I thought they had mentioned they were doing it because of hard economic times.
Yeah, it says this is a challenging economic climate.
Okay. I heard about this story on Free Talk Live, and this is one of those times where, like, if people who listen to us have listened to Free Talk Live, or if they haven't, there are two main hosts, and it's Ian and Mark. And I usually side with Ian on most of their opinions of whatever they talk about in their podcasts and their nationally syndicated radio show. But this time, I fell on the side of Mark.
Really?
When they were talking about this story, because Ian freaked out about this story, saying how basically McDonald's is like a... they're just trying to be... They're doing poor business practices, and they're trying to... it's basically like the crack dealer, how they'll give you your first hit free, and then that'll get you hooked, and then you come back and you spend a lot of money. But once Mark brought up coffee also has decaf. So I know caffeine is a drug, and that's true, and that's how he was linking it.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. But Mark was like, so what about decaf? Because they can get free decaf as well. It's not just caffeinated coffee.
It just has to be a small.
You get decaf too.
Mm-hmm.
So no drug in there. I mean, there is a little bit of caffeine still.
Yeah, but not as much.
But far less. But still... And it kind of stumped Ian there for a second, but then he was, like, jumping around trying to, you know, I don't know. I was siding on the side with Mark. I think this is a good thing to do. I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's them promoting their business and also helping people out at the same time.
Well, it's not, I mean, it is helping people out. I mean, you're giving a free coffee to anyone that comes in for how long? 2 weeks or something?
It didn't even say.
I don't know. It's for a while.
But I haven't read. It says, it does. I'm sorry. It says the free coffee program will last 2 weeks, beginning Monday, January 2nd, ending on Sunday, January 15th.
I don't see anything wrong with that. And I know it's definitely to get people in there to get the free coffee, and then they're hopefully will buy more shit, other shit. So that they make more money by people coming in. But if you have a business, you want to profit in your business, right? And do whatever you can to get people in, so long as you're not, like, forcing them in at gunpoint, like a government. Like, they're just saying, here's
free coffee.
What's wrong with that? I don't see what is wrong with that. And I could see Ian's point if it was, I mean, everything was caffeine, because get them in here, get them hooked on caffeine, then they'll come in and buy more coffee. But
you can get decaf.
You can get decaf. So what? I don't really see.
Well, and who knows? Maybe some of these people already go there almost every day.
Right.
So now they just have 2 weeks free. So it doesn't really matter.
And it's such a small little cup too that they're giving out. It's not like
it's
a regular small.
Yeah, it's a small.
Like you go there and order a small coffee, it's bigger than what they're giving out. It's even smaller than the small.
Oh, really? So,
yeah. It's just these little cups just to taste it, try it out. If you like it, then
come back and
buy other shit now that you're in our store. And I don't see anything wrong with that at all. I think it's a good business plan.
Strategy, yeah, it is.
Like, why not?
I agree.
I mean, you could go over here to McDonald's, get that free little cup of coffee, or you could run over to
Starbucks and spend...
Or Starbucks.
No, yeah. And spend, like,
yeah, whatever.
$3 anywhere. On the small. Well, they call it a tall. Spend $3.88.
Right. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it's good. And... Ian was saying how he thinks McDonald's is lying when they say about, you know, we're trying to help people out in economic problems.
Okay.
Maybe. But I still don't... I don't see anything wrong with that. Like...
That's a business strategy or whatever you want to call
they
it.
They may be slightly not telling the truth there. So, yeah, maybe they're lying.
But they're not forcing anyone to come in there and buy their shit.
They're
it's
not,
just a it's a way to promote their business,
They
basically.
Are not the government. They're not putting a gun to your head and saying, I'm going to throw you in a cage if you don't give me your property tax. I'm not going to... they're not saying, I'm going to steal your home if you don't...
Come get a cup of coffee from us.
Or
a Big Mac or a Big Mac wrap, which is a limited time, Ryan. So if you want to get a Big Mac wrap, it's
only
limited time.
I do want to try the Big Mac wrap. I do want to try
it. Limited time. I just saw that on the commercial.
Okay, better get over there tomorrow. Wait, they're not open. Tomorrow's the New Year day.
They might be. We'll go for lunch one day.
All right. Well, anyways. I'm good on that story. I just wanted to mention that about Free Talk Live. Like, I don't tend to side on the Mark side, because I think Ian's more of a voluntarist than Mark. Mark's more of the minarchist. But I don't know. I was against Ian on that sort of opinion.
Unusual for you.
I just thought I would mention that because it doesn't happen too often.
Does not.
So anyway, enough about other podcast shows.
Awesome. All right, next one. Iran threatens to block oil shipments as U.S. prepares sanctions.
Good for them. Do it. Please do it.
So here's a little...
If the U.S.
really
is going to be that stupid and do that, please block it. Just do it.
It says a senior Iranian official on Tuesday developed a sharp threat in response to economic sanctions being readied by the United States, saying that his country would regulate against any crackdown by blocking all oil shipments through the state, the Strait of Hormuz. Maybe that's the Strait of Hormuz. Where the ships always are going. A vital artery for transporting about 1/5 of the world's oil supply.
Why?
So they're saying that they want to shut. Like, you know, they don't want to let the United States in there to get their oil, I guess.
It's because the U.S. has been threatening, the U.S. government has been threatening them for so long, and they are threatening to put sanctions on them. And sanctions are an act of war, basically.
Yeah.
You shut them out of anything, like anything and everything. That's what sanctions do. That's what the U.S. government did to Iraq in, like, the early Desert Storm thing or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They put
sanctions
on Iraq, and I'm sure they did it later too. But that's screwing the people that live there.
Yeah.
The people have nothing to do with what the government of Iran is doing. So you're just killing people, basically. You're starving people. You're allowing human beings, peaceful human beings, to die. Like, the sanctions have an effect on the people, not the government, really. But the government gets pissed off of Iran when you put those sanctions on them. So now they want to keep you out of there. So now they're going to blockade your little oil. And that's where you go for oil. And so once they do that, then the U.S. government will be like, okay, time to bomb them. And here we go. World War III. Boom. It's stupid. Don't even put the fucking sanctions on them. The U.S. government is doing the act of war against them. Yes, they're going to react to the sanctions, of course. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they blockade the oil to the U.S. government?
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. If you're gonna put sanctions on us and not let us get any sort of anything, of course they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
As they should. It's
silly.
Just last episode, we just played that fucking video from 2007 with that army general or whatever the hell he was, some general.
The last country was Iran. They were going to, try to take over or whatever it was.
Yep.
So isn't that
just
true?
Leave them alone. I don't give a fuck if they have a nuclear weapon or if they create a nuclear weapon. I hope I'm saying that right. Nuclear. Yes, I have been. Okay. But Pakistan, we allow Pakistan, not we, the U.S. government allows Pakistan to have nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
The U.S. government allows Russia to have nuclear weapons. I mean, there's a ton of countries that have nuclear weapons. Who cares?
Yeah. Don't give them a reason to use them, basically.
Yeah. You're putting sanctions on them, then you're once they get them, now they're going to fucking throw them at you.
Exactly.
Leave them alone. Stop fucking with them.
I hear you.
And everything will be fine. Get the fuck out of every goddamn country. Come here. Come back home. Let's make this right before we ever go anywhere. We have so far to go to evolve to make this right. To end government. That's the evolution. End the government. End the state. Mm-hmm. End the superstition of somebody having authority over you. You have authority over yourself. You own yourself. You do...
Whoops.
Wow.
I hit it by accident. Go ahead.
I was in a good rant there, too.
Go. Keep going.
I got interrupted and I lost it. Moving on.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. This is horrible beer that I'm drinking.
Then throw it out because I'm not drinking any more of it.
Great.
I'm drinking it.
Baby, I'm Rumi. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
We're good.
Okay. I dropped my mic. That's what happened. Yeah, okay.
Her mic
fell
over.
Okay. Next episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Next story. Oh, my.
Easy, big man.
It's New Year's Eve. We're all a little bit toasted.
Really?
Okay.
Whatever.
Is about the most pirated movie of 2011 and how it really sucks. It really sucked.
Like, I didn't think it really sucked, but tell them what it
okay.
is.
Okay. So, are you ready? Here
it
we go.
It wasn't great.
Here we go.
It wasn't great.
The list of the most pirated movies on BitTorrent reveals that as a society, we've got incredible bad taste. Fast Five is the winner. It was downloaded more than 90 million times this year.
I believe I was one of those.
The list gets worse, apparently. Here we go. Here are the other ones that they said were really bad movies that were downloaded. The Hangover 2.
Really?
Thor, Source Code, and I Am Number 4. I can't believe that millions and millions of people download these risking all matters of criminal and civic
really?
Penalties at the hands
of MPAA. All of those were pretty good. Source Code being the best, my thoughts.
I think it would go... Source Code, Thor, I Am Number 4, Hangover, and Fast Five. That would be the way I'd do it.
Yeah, that's probably my list too. But still, I don't think any of those movies are horrible. Like, I don't see anything wrong with downloading them. And plus, wait a minute. Like, what's the like? They're saying that the Americans are stupid for downloading those movies, but. Weren't they probably downloading those movies to make sure they're good first? Would you rather all these people waste a ton of money buying them?
Here's funny. Here's something funny. Here's funny. Here's something funny.
Here's funny. Here comes funny. Wait for
at
it.
At the bottom, there's this comment that says
me.
That this person says that basically what you say that, you know, I will download it, and if I like it, then I'll buy it.
Right, that's
what
I do.
They just basically was saying, because they downloaded the King's Speech, and he was kind of like, well, if I liked it.
We never watched that. I should.
But I thought, we tried to watch it, I think, and it wasn't very good.
I don't
good.
Remember yes. downloading it.
I remember having it, and it was not very good.
Really? I don't even remember.
Well, we didn't like it.
We? I don't remember it, so can't say we in there.
Oh,
can't
sorry.
Include me in your we. Because I don't even remember downloading it. I don't remember downloading it.
Wait, what did it say? Hold on, there's nothing. Maybe I didn't read the whole article.
Was I drunk?
You probably were. I got you drunk, you know, how usual.
I don't think you get me drunk. I get myself drunk.
I try to get you drunk so that.
Really?
It says, I agree with the first. Wait, what? It says something about Harry Potter. Harry Potter is not bad. I don't know what this person's talking
well,
about.
Well, I would agree with Harry Potter is bad.
No, you never watched all the Harry Potters. You didn't read the books, so you cannot say that Harry Potter's bad until
that
you've done all of that.
That, to me, is one of the most hilarious things ever.
Okay? Once you've done that, then I can let you say that. All right?
Good luck.
Romy, I'm not talking to you, okay?
Why?
Because I don't want to talk to you.
What's up?
Anyways, that was my last article, but kind of going piggybacking off of that, SOPA. And what exactly is going on with that? Can you explain that?
Well, SOPA stands for Stop Online Piracy Act. And I don't know all the details, so I don't know why he threw this to me. But I don't know. There's some sort of bill
trying to be passed
in Congress. I don't even understand. But apparently it's coming to the president to sign, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, it's doing something.
Whatever. And it's going to be really bad for the whole internet. Yeah, the internet as a whole. Like, it's not even... Like, once... If it would get passed, then once it's passed, they can do whatever the fuck they want. They can edit that shit anyway. I mean, anything that comes from the government, they can do whatever the fuck they want with it. So they can pass a bill. They can throw some shit in right before it gets passed. They can add shit to it after it's passed. Like, who's going to, you know... The typical American is not going to know anything about it. So this whole ignorance of the law is no excuse, takes effect. So you have no idea what's in there.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what's actually in this bill?
No.
I don't. And who the fuck knows? And I've heard different things. I've heard, like, if you have your own website. So we have our Drunk on Liberty where we post some videos on the links page. So if we take some video that happens to be copyrighted or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we post on our page can get shut down by the government because we posted a video that we don't have the rights, allegedly. The rights to use, even though it was posted legitimately out to the internet. I was listening to Rogan podcast recently where he was talking about this, and Joe Rogan has his own YouTube channel, whatever, and he put one of his, you know, a clip of him doing stand-up himself. That he owns. I mean, obviously, he did it.
Yeah.
And it's this good clip of him doing one of his good jokes or a few good jokes, one of his stand-up specials or whatever. He put it on YouTube. Fucking YouTube took it down and gave him a strike on his account because it was copyrighted material. But it's like, dude, it's me. I'm the, you know, but it doesn't fucking matter. And that's what I'm getting at. It doesn't fucking matter who you are.
Yeah.
Even if you're posting your own goddamn shit.
How silly is that?
If it's copyrighted, even though you own it, you can't post. Like, what the fuck? They can do whatever the fuck they want. What can you do? So this is really silly. Why would somebody allow this to pass, this SOPA? And there's all kinds of supporters. AT&T, Verizon, they both support it. You know? It's insane.
How silly I am. That's just frustrating. Well, I thought there was other things. There was more than Verizon. Oh, you said Verizon. And AT&T, it's supported.
There's a huge list. You can find it if you
because,
Google it.
GoDaddy did. But yes. Then people were threatening them, and so they stopped supporting
because
it.
Because GoDaddy is, like, the biggest web hosting site. Like, that's where, if you want to get a website, most big websites go through GoDaddy. And a lot of those people don't support SOPA. And then to see that GoDaddy was a big supporter of SOPA, they're all, like, threatening them, like, okay, we're done. Like, WikiLeaks, Wikipedia is through GoDaddy. They went there. I don't know. Big names. I can't remember them all, but there's some big names, and they all were, like, talking to GoDaddy, like, we're peacing out because you support SOPA, so we're going to go somewhere else that doesn't. And because of that, GoDaddy change their mind. Stop supporting SOPA.
Because people were not.
Because it's obvious. Stop supporting SOPA. I mean, eventually, come on. These people are all these people that support SOPA and support anything about SOPA are just dinosaurs in the industry. Anything. Like, this is old shit. Like, eventually, give it 5 years, and, I mean, everything. If you put something on the internet, it's just going to be had by people. Like, you can, like, it's coming where you, like, everything you put out, it has to be free. The internet is a free world, you know? Like, there's no... There's no, it's coming, just accept it and move on and try to figure out and come up with new ideas on ways to make money off of your content or whatever. I mean, bands have done it. Nine Inch Nails does it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Release shit for free, you know, and just ask for donations. I think it was Radiohead did that and just said, take our, download our album from our website and then... if you like it, throw us some money. And they made like the most out of any album they've ever made out of doing that. Like they made the most money by doing that. So come on.
Yeah. Well,
wake the fuck up. Exactly. You have to evolve with the technology.
Well, just think, like, how many people have home phones anymore?
Well, also,
no one has any like home phones.
Louis C.K. Just recently put out a new CD of his sort of special of his comedy, you know. He sold it for $5 per CD. Made a fucking $1 million in 10 days.
Really?
Just put it out himself. Didn't go through any sort of other shit. Yeah. It was all independent. And then he gave away like a quarter of it to, you know, just donations
charities and
such. But anyway, I got to urinate like a motherfucker.
All right. So
we're
going to
take a break. What song we got?
It's your music, baby.
Yeah, I know. Everlast. I Get By. I'll tell you the story about Everlast because I can't hold it anymore.
After. Time okay.
Talking about I owe, harassing my spouse. Gotta park my truck on another block, cause the subprime loan got my ass in hock. Got a couple good friends with helping hands. I need a brand new job with a healthcare plan. They closed the plan, they stole my job, and told me crime don't pay unless you ask the mob. So I smoke a little grass, drink a little wine, watch a little tube, try to kill a little time. Every single day I fall a little more behind, but I'm paying it no mind, it'll all be fine. I get by, I barely get by, I barely get by. People in the place to be, put your hands in the sky if you're barely getting by. Sounding on to the break of dawn, got to keep the rent paid and the power on. Yes, yes, y'all, and it never stops. I don't trust the government, I don't trust no cops. We dip and we dive and we socialize. We struggle and we strive just to stay alive. I get by, I barely get by. I've been overworked and I've been overtaxed. My bank account's empty, all my cards are maxed. And I ain't looking for no pity, I'm just stating the facts. I voted for some change and it's kinda strange. Now it's all I got in my pocket. I bought a few LEDs, now I'm growing some trees. And it's a sweet fucking hustle, don't knock it. I told y'all before I would break the law to put food in my baby girl's belly. Cause the senator man took a bribe in hand and went and shipped my job to New Delhi. I get by, I barely get by, I barely.
to get by. I say a little high, I ain't gonna lie. I barely get by. Party people in the place to be. Put your hands in the sky if you're barely getting by. Signing on to the break of dawn. Got to keep the rent paid and the power on. Yes, yes, y'all, and it never stops. I don't trust the government, I don't trust no cops. I dip and I dive and I socialize. I struggle and I strive just to stay alive. I get by. I barely get by. Get by.
Hey, we are Drunk on Liberty. It's Ryan and Jay and Sarah Renee. We are back.
I don't trust no government. I don't trust no cops. Yeah, so that was Everlast, I Get By. Only heard about this because I was listening to the Rogan podcast recently, and Everlast was on there. I think it was just this last week, but really cool dude on the Rogan podcast. I suggest going to Rogan's website and getting a hold of that and listen to it. It's pretty good.
Oh, that episode? Do you know what episode it was?
No.
What date it was?
It was probably the most... It was the last one.
Right the last now. One.
So,
okay.
Last week. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it was a good one. That dude's pretty cool.
Chill.
Yeah.
So, I didn't listen to it, but... I believe it was a good one.
So I just wanted to get some of his music on here. He just released a new album, and that's what that song was from. It's called I Get By is the song. I don't know the album name. Can't remember.
Well, at least check out maybe the other song was on the album at least.
Pretty cool dude.
See what you like or what you think about it. All right. Cool new. You have any cool...
Super quiet.
Oh, do you have any cool new crap you need to talk to us about?
Well, I don't have any cool new crap.
Cool new shit!
There you go.
New shit, though.
All right, talk to us about it.
I don't have much.
It's okay.
Well, since we were at the... Right before we went to break, we were talking about the SOPA thing. Well, there's this little article on Gizmodo.com. It's entitled Smack All SOPA Supporters with This Automated Robocall Service. This is going to feel good. Now you can call all supporters of SOPA and PIPA. I don't even know what PIPA is, but the dreadful U.S. Internet censorship laws. Using a simple website, just record your very own message, pay some dollars, and fire away. Oh, you got to pay for it. Whooped. Anybody that's downloading their music for free or their movies for free is not going to pay some dollars
exactly.
to do this. So.
That's kind of silly why they would say kinda, that to, yeah, to do that. Know.
The service is called Reverse Robocall. It will robocall proponents of the Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protect IP Act. That's what the PIPA is, Protect IP Act. I didn't even know about that one. So you can tell them exactly how you feel about the censorship legislation. For $10, the service will call the offices of 88 SOPA supporters. Not bad, but why not go all out and spend the $25 to call 301 of the organizations and politicians who support either SOPA or PIPA? Well, see, at first, I never read this article. I kind of... thought it was cool, but I didn't know that you would have to pay this money. I don't agree with this anyway, because I mean, I guess I see it as on calling the organizations, but and the, it says and the politicians. Yeah, right. They don't give a fuck what you think.
No, of course not.
They're going to do what they can do to better themselves, because they rule you. They don't give a fuck what you say.
Exactly.
I mean, clearly. Back when Bush was doing the bank bailouts, it was like 90%+ of people were calling their politicians and their representatives, so-called, and saying how no way in hell, don't bail out the banks. Mm-hmm. Don't take my tax money and give it to the banks. And what'd they do? They took your tax money and gave it to the banks.
Exactly.
They don't give a fuck what you think. Mm-hmm. So this is stupid, actually. And no way in hell I'd pay for this.
I agree.
I wouldn't pay to call politicians. I mean, I could see the organization, but still, I don't want to pay for that. Mm-mm. I'm not going to pay. That's stupid. Anyways, so that's not really cool new shit.
Well,
this one is kind of cool. This is one of the guys for that runs one of the private space things. Because there's a lot of private space, you know, what, I don't even know what you call it, space travel, whatever, going on. This one is SpaceX. Like, the big one that most people have heard of is the Virgin Galactic, you know.
Yeah, no, from the Virgin Airlines, what's his name?
Richard Branson, that dude. But this one's a different one. It's SpaceX, and the founder is, his name is Elon Musk, I think I'm saying it right. But anyway, this dude came out and says that he can put a human on Mars in 10 to 20 years' time for $5 billion. But still, I think that's way too much. But, I mean, NASA / the government would obviously cost way more than that. Mm-hmm. But he said, or even $2 billion. Thanks to the fully reusable rockets he's determined to build. So he hasn't built them yet, but he has, like, these ideas and everything for it. But he said that this dude wants to put 10,000 people on Mars within, like, 25 years, but ultimately millions.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, I don't know. He says a reusable version of SpaceX's newest launch vehicle, the Falcon Heavy, scheduled for testing in early 2013, can deliver a payload of up to 15 tons to Mars at a cost of $100 to $200 per kilogram. That makes his $5 billion humans to Mars price tag seem realistic. But still, even by then, they might have a new sort of technology that they find out.
Yeah.
Which would make it even easier and even cheaper. Yeah, I don't know. Just, if NASA would just, the government would just get the fuck out of there, so NASA would cease to exist, and then we would have a completely free market in sort of, actually, you know, trying to go to another planet and actually build something. Then, you know, those prices for going will come down very quickly. Yeah. Because there will be other companies competing against you trying to provide this sort of vacation to Mars or, you know, hotel on the moon. Like,
yeah, of course.
And so that would,
you know, make the price lower.
Yeah.
Naturally make the price go lower.
That's what would happen, but as long as the government's still in there, then, of course, it's going to cost $5 billion to go to Mars. But I don't know. I just thought it was
kind
of cool.
We can only hope. Yes. I can do more than hope, but.
So that's all I have for cool new shit. Not too much cool new shit. But I did have this little video I wanted to play.
Is it the Ron Paul one?
Yes.
This one actually made me tear up when I first saw it.
Well, because there's been all this talk
about Ron Paul being racist.
Yeah, because of these newsletters or whatever that came out like 20 plus years ago that had some weird things. Definitely not good articles.
Yeah, they're very
things
negative.
That they said, you know, not cool. But it wasn't Ron Paul who wrote them. It was sort of, if people like read Lou Rockwell, every day I go to Lou Rockwell and I read these articles. And this was before, you know, LouRockwell.com. That's before the whole internet craze. But so he had these newsletters, and he just kind of supported them because they were libertarian in nature, basically. But it wasn't like his newsletter. It was just these people who sort of tied, had this sort of tie to him, and he read the newsletters and whatnot. But I don't know. My thoughts are, like, Ron Paul, definitely not racist. I mean, he's the only one who wants to end the drug war.
Exactly.
The drug war targets minorities. Find me someone else out there who wants to end the drug war.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. How is that racist? He wants to stop bombing brown people.
Yeah.
Who else wants to do that?
Nah, no one.
No politicians.
Exactly. Yeah, I should say no politician, you're right.
So, what's racist about that? I would think everyone else, every other politician is far more racist than him because they want to keep the drug war going. They want to keep these minorities locked up in cages for being peaceful. They want to keep bombing these women and children that are brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they just... Yet, he's getting all this, you know, attention recently about being racist, but he's not. So.
Right. And his stance always has, like, the most compassion toward the poor, the minorities, and just people in general, individuals.
Exactly. And this video really does illustrate that. And I guess it did make me tear up a little bit.
It's a short little video I'm going to play. It's called The Compassion of Dr. Ron Paul, and it's on YouTube, and it's a black man talking.
Mm-hmm. His name's James. You know.
Yes.
It was between 1972 and 73, but it was still a lot of prejudice around this area. My wife was sick, and I was trying to get some attention for her. Nobody came to check. They just left her there. Well, I believe I was left there because of the difference, me being black and her being white. And every time I would say something to the head nurse, she would get pretty upset. And then she finally called the Freeport Police Department, said I was harassing her. And I mean, I didn't know anything to do. Well, then Ron Paul come to my rescue. He just stepped in and went to work with my wife. And after he seen her, I say no more than 10 minutes later, she had a stillborn boy child. And he said, as far as the bill, he would take care of everything, which he did. I never got a bill from the hospital or anything. And he was a doctor of medicine, and that's what he was doing, was practicing medicine, and it didn't matter who and what and why. He was doing it because he think of one human being just as much as another. He's just a honest man, and that's something we need now in this day and time. It's a lot of politics and no honesty. When you have honesty, well, people will try to do anything to blot you out. And that's what they will try to do to him, is blot him out, because he will be honest. And they need more like him.
I'm going to talk about what he just last said about how they're going to try to blot him out. And it's true, because I recently... Okay, there's a couple stations will say, you know, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, and they'll bring up Ron Paul. But... like, there was one station I was watching, I don't know if it was ABC, whichever one it was, and they totally were talking about all the candidates. They were even talking about Michelle Bachmann, who's at the bottom, like, she had 3% of people, like, the very bottom of the pool, and they didn't even talk about Ron Paul. Didn't even talk about him. But yet, he's the second, you know, in right behind Mitt Romney, but they didn't even hardly talk about him.
Well, and, I mean, there was that recent thing on The Daily Show where Jon Stewart was making fun of all the mainstream media news, where they would say you know, they would say whoever it is in first, and then they go, and then following in third is this person, and then in fourth is this person. A close fourth is this person. Why didn't you say who was in second? They just didn't even say who was in second, and that happened to be Ron Paul.
Yeah, like, they like totally just glaze over him.
A close second, like super close. But
and now I remember the part that I started tearing up was when they said that he paid for his whole, like they didn't, you know, he had a baby. It was stillborn, so it was dead. But like the part that I remember I kind of started getting a little bit sad when I heard again was the part where he said he paid for everything. He didn't, and he said to this day he still has never received any kind of billing for it. Like,
right.
Rumble took care of it all. Like, he told him, like, I'm going, like, I'll take care of it.
Like the racist that he is, he he took care of this dude's bill, which nowadays, I don't know what it was then, but because that was in the 70s, but like nowadays it costs upwards of $10,000 to
have a kid, if you don't have insurance,
in the hospital and all that shit. So, but Ron Paul didn't charge him anything.
No. So.
And he was a black man with a white
woman. Yeah. So, like, so, I mean, that's even, it's almost like it was worse than, like, just two black people.
Well, I'm just saying, like, most true racists have a real problem with black men dating or marrying white women. If Ron
Can I
Paul
make a note
racist,
on that real quick?
Wait, if okay. Ron Paul is racist,
then that he wouldn't have.
I mean, what
him.
The hell would he be doing? Comping this dude for delivering a baby? Yes, the baby died. That's horrible. Yes, it was stillborn and all that. But I mean,
yeah,
he was the only one there that would give him the time
help,
of day.
Yeah.
Nobody else wanted to help him because he was with a white woman.
That's horrible. My mom.
This guy is so racist. Ron Paul's so racist.
I know,
yeah.
He is.
It's insane.
I want to say my mom's more racist than him because...
My grandma,
like,
is way more racist.
My mom says that she thought it's not right for a white and black person. But my mom... But see, that's the thing. My mom loves every... She always like, I love everyone, sir. I love everyone. But I'm like, then you say... Like, you criticize people for being gay, and then you criticize people for marrying, like, white and black people, you know, like a white man and marrying a white woman, or a, you know, a black woman marrying a white guy, whatever the case, she'll say stupid remarks like that, and I'm like, you say you love everyone. If you love everyone, then you should love them, too. Like, it doesn't matter who they are. I said to her, what would happen if I married a black guy, or, like, was in a relationship with a black guy, or if my brother was in a relationship with a black woman, like, would you not like us then? Would you disown us then?
What'd she say?
I don't know. She didn't.
Good luck.
She would just say, I love you so much, Sarah. Like, if you would die. Like, and I honestly believe my mom that, like, if something would happen to me, my brother, like, it would probably kill her. Like, because of a heart, like, a broken heart. And I know people say, like, you have, but I really think, like, people die of a broken heart. Like, I really do think, like, that's true.
Well, I think, and I don't really know your mom too well, but I'm saying if you were, like, with a black man or whatever, and then I think she would, like, be okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, once it was actually happening or whatever, she wouldn't be like that. I mean, maybe.
She would be like.
She would probably have some thoughts and, you know, whatever, but I think overall she would just be, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. I mean,
eventually, like, you know, like, as long as everyone's happy, kind of like situation. Yeah.
I think that
and I do agree with that. Like, sometimes I think my mom's more, like, liberal. I hate to say, than my dad. Like, my dad takes things harder than my mom, but he just doesn't show it. My mom's more, like, emotional and, like, will show it. But I think my dad sometimes takes things harder than my mom. Because I told you about when I got that tattoo, right?
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I told my mom, like, when I got my tongue pierced, I don't have my tongue pierced anymore. So I told my mom when I got my tongue pierced, I was in college, I said, I'm going to get my tongue pierced. Yeah, whatever, mom. And then I called mom later and I said, Mom, I got my tongue pierced. And she was like, oh, Sarah. And she's like, I'm going to get off the phone with you right now. And I'm like, Mom, she's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just hurt. Okay. And she got off the phone with me. But my dad told me, like,
why?
Like, my. And so then I talked to my dad later on, because my dad worked at the college I went to, and so I'd see him a lot more than I would see my mom. And he was upset about it, and he told me, like, I was upset that you got your tongue pierced, because they always think of it, like, sexually, and I was like, it wasn't sexually, like, it was just an expression, like, I wanted... Right. Shut up. Like, I wanted to just do it, like, it was just something I wanted to do, and so...
I take it you're a virgin.
Yes, exactly, and so I got done or whatever, and I was honest with my mom, like, I'm honest, like, I told you I was getting it done, and then I called you after I got done, like, I told you I was getting it, Mom, so why are you mad? And, like, my dad, like, he told me, and then apparently he talked to some of his friends, and his friends were like, well, she could be worse. She could be, like, an alcoholic, like, drunk. Like, they told him, like, okay, she got her tongue pierced, but it could be worse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were trying to give him, like, she could be, like, stuck on cocaine or heroin and, like, be doped up all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were trying to give him, like, okay, yeah, okay, you're upset about this, but it could have been worse. Like, all she got was her tongue pierced. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were trying to show him different viewpoints. And eventually my dad was like, and then after they did me that, I was like, oh, you're right. Like, it could be worse. And he just kind of, then he was fine with it. But my dad, like, takes things harder than my mom does. Like, I and it's weird. And he won't show it. Like, but later on, he'll tell me, like, when you did this, like, this is how I felt, like, later on.
So what would you consider your parents? Like, what are they? Politically, I guess, is the question.
Republican. That's what they vote for.
Well, yeah. And they are hardcore Christians, so that would make sense. Because most Republicans are hardcore Christians. Yeah. But then a lot of Republicans love bombing brown people, even though they call themselves Christians. But
the thing
I know that when your mom came here, she said to me when we were in the car, I think you were there.
Yeah, and she was because I was like, driving.
I hate both Republicans and Democrats. I hate them all.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. My mom's all about, like, her, when she tells me, like, and I know, like, when she passes away, she's told me her song she was playing, and it's like, it's a religious song, but it's like, it's called Let There Be Peace on Earth. Like, that's her song she once played. She's told me that since I've, like, forever. Like, can I remember? She's told me, like, I went, like, because they would play at church when I go to church with them and stuff when I was younger. And she would tell me, like, this is the song I want played on, like, on my funeral.
Right. But.
But yeah.
Also, a lot of those Republicans talk about peace, but they talk about peace by, you know, force.
Yeah. And well, I can say, like, my mom is consistent with, like, the abortion. Like, she went, like, with life in general, like, she's consistent with, like, the abortion and stuff like that.
It's kind of hard to be consistent with abortion because that's one area where, you know, liberty-minded people also differ because, well, I mean, most of them...
Oh, because they say it's a choice.
Well, most of them agree that it shouldn't be mandated by the state because... Most of them agree there should not be a state doing anything like that.
I agree.
So it should be every person's choice, but still, it's like, at what point is that an actual life? And then now you're infringing upon that life, that human being's rights, you know, obviously.
Well, so my question
is, it's a question of when is it truly
a
human being and a life? And that's
but I think that different. Depends on everybody, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It's different amongst all libertarian, liberty-minded people.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Like, here's my point is, like, a lot of people will say, well, it's the woman's choice, like, whether they want to get an abortion or continue on and or, like, continue to have it and keep it or continue to have it and then give it up for adoption, whatever the purpose may be. But then, in a sense, I also feel like, well, part of that is of the man's, too. And if it's that man is in your life, like, it wasn't a one-night stand or it wasn't a rape or whatever you want to call it, then shouldn't it be kind of like a joint decision then, too?
I could see it. Yes, it could be, but I still see, because obviously the woman is the one who's going to have to take it to term and everything. So she would have, like, if the guy is in it,
like we're accidentally together.
Boom, you got pregnant.
Yeah.
I have less say than you do for it.
Mm.
That's what I, just that's how I would
to,
see it.
To bear with the 9 months or whatever you want to call it.
I would give you, it'd be like 70-30 or 60-40
okay.
on the percentage wise, based on your thoughts on what you would want to do and what I would want to do. And even if you didn't go the way I said, I would agree and follow what you said because you have, I would give you more
percentage.
I would,
because
you know,
of the fact that it's like, in
yeah,
me,
it's
not
fucking inside you. Yes, it came from me shooting loads in your face. Nope, wait. That doesn't happen.
It wouldn't be in your face.
It has to be into
okay,
your
okay, okay, okay.
But, yeah.
It's graphic.
So, you would get more say, is in my mind. I mean, it's just my mind.
That's the thing. I know. And that's why it's so hard. Like, how can a government say that this is the way it has to be
then? Never,
like, you know what I mean?
I would never agree that the government should be able to
tell people. But everything is always in the government. Like, no abortion. You know, but it's always based on what the government is controlling, which it shouldn't be that way. Like, it should be personal.
Yeah, it should. You should remove that aspect of it.
And here's the thing, like,
too. If you want to be with somebody, like, I want to be with you, Sarah Renee. Ryan J wants to be with Sarah Renee. Why do I need to go ask permission from the state to get a license and permission to marry you or whatever? Why can't I just be with you?
Yeah.
Because I want to be with you.
Well, back, like, right? But, like, and if you think about it, like, back way back, people didn't do that, did they? They didn't have weddings.
I don't even know when marriage actually started. I'm sure they had ceremonies or whatever to be with someone, which is fine. And I totally get that. If you're with a church and you believe in a certain religion,
yeah,
that's fine.
Sure, whatever.
Do it through your church. Yes, that's fine. But don't have to go to this organization called the state and get a permission slip signed and all this shit. And so then if we get divorced now,
I gotta
the
go.
Female can take all my fucking money for the rest of my life.
Or
especially if you have a kid.
That's what I was going to say. If
like,
you have a kid, then
on,
it's even
I'm
more than that.
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that?
I was going to say, like, why can't people just, like, have, like, okay, if you want to, like, express your, you know, compassion for each other or whatever you want to call it, all right, you want to have a party, then why don't you just have a party and express it, like, with each other?
You can also have
a
fucking contract between each other. You can have a voluntary contract. Like we talk about how we don't have a contract with the state, yet we have to pay them this tax money.
And we can just have
a contract between ourselves where we really agree upon these items.
Terms.
Or whatever, you know, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? And if the state would come to me and ask me, do you agree to pay for all your neighbors to take their kids to school? I can be like, no, I'm not fucking signing it. So now I don't have to pay your fucking property tax, right?
Yeah.
No. I don't get to do that, though.
No. I'm like, you don't have to do it. That's what I mean.
That's what should be going on. It's a voluntary, you know, it's all based on property rights and voluntary contracts.
No, that's how I am, too. Like, I'm saying is, like, you know, when I say, like, okay, for instance, like, a lot of my friends are married, getting married, or are having kids, you know, like, so it's you know, like, in that area, and I'm sure you're the same way. Your friends are already married, and they have two kids or whatever. So, it's, when I say to them, like, I won't be getting married, I'm like, I tell them, I'm like, I'm already doing everything that a married person would already do. Like, why do I need to go ask to do this, because I'm already doing it, basically. Like, the only thing that's missing is a ring. Like, that's basically all that's missing.
A blood diamond ring.
Well, yeah. We've already talked. Like, I don't need that. I just need
but
a regular ring. No, I'm just kidding. I'm saying.
A blood diamond
but
ring.
But I'm saying, like,
really?
That's all that's missing. If you think about it, Ryan, like, we have a house together. Like, we're together. Like, that's what else do you do besides putting a joint account? But we don't need that. I wouldn't, even if I was married, I probably wouldn't have a joint account.
Yeah,
I would have my own account.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't necessarily want that.
But I'm saying, like, and I thought about that. I'm like, I would, even if I was married, I would probably have a separate account. Just personal experiences with my parents.
I totally agree
I would
be down for it.
Because we
account.
Already split everything as it is. Right. So we're, like I said, we're already doing everything that a person that would be married would do. So it's like, What's we only thing we didn't do different than my friend who got married a couple years ago did was she went signed paperwork through her church and I don't think you sign paperwork through your church. You just have a ceremony, but and you pay the church to have the ceremony,
right.
And then you pay to have a reception at a big hall.
But you sign a lot of paperwork with the state.
Yeah, and then you sign a paperwork with the state to do it. That's the only thing that's different. And you change your name. But I think that's is that through the state that you change your name when you do that paperwork? Okay,
yeah.
So you do that, whatever.
That's all through the state.
Well, if you really want to change your name, okay, go ahead and change your name, but why do you need to do it? Like, you shouldn't have to do it through the state.
I don't know.
But anyways.
You don't want to be called Sarah J. Come
Sarah
on.
Sarah J. Yeah, that doesn't rhyme. That doesn't rhyme. That's not good. Sarah Renee rhymes. I'm just saying. But anyways, you know what I mean? I'm just, like, we're already doing it. That's what I tell my, like, friends. I'm like, well, okay, that's great. You want to spend all this money to just say that you're together, but we're already together, so why do we need to do that? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense to me, because I am not... I mean, and we could even have a ceremony at some point to have a stateless marriage, like I've talked about.
Yeah, like with I'm you, saying...
If we would actually go to Porkfest, which I don't...
Probably won't go this
year.
We're going
to go this year. I would really love to, but I don't know if we're going to be...
But even then, couldn't we do something... Besides going to Porkfest, we could do something on our own.
But
like, we don't have to go there to do that.
I was just saying how I was thinking, like, if we would have went previously.
We could have done that,
Because they have, like, those ceremonies or whatever out there, and that would have been really cool because we would have had a bunch of liberty-loving people all around us and having a good time drinking.
Yeah.
And we could, you know, promote Drunk on Liberty, too, while we're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, everything would have been awesome. And I would totally stateless marriage you.
I'm not going to legally marry you, but I'll stateless marry you.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just kidding. I just thought that was funny.
Or, you know, and we could do that here, too. Like,
that's what I'm
no
saying.
Problem.
Like, just have a party and get rings and just say we're married. Well, not diamonds. I'm saying, like, silver.
Silver.
See, look, hell we connected there. I said silver at the same time you did. I'm not saying that. I don't want a diamond. I don't really think that diamonds are worth that much. And I think, like...
Diamonds are worthless.
When
bullshit.
I said... I went... Okay, so in...
They're worth lives.
November.
Blood.
Worth lives. In November, I went home to Philly. And I had this... The wedding... Like, Orion, I wish you could have came just to see, like, everything. But I went there and I was like... And I wish you were there because I was talking to my cousin, and we were just talking about the wedding and how extravagant it was. And like, he was telling me how much he spent on his, and we were talking about like how much they spent on theirs. Like, the reception alone was $30,000. I'm like, that's a down payment on a fucking house.
Stupid.
Like, that's a down payment on a house. And my cousin was like, I paid $10,000, and then after everything, like, all the gifts and stuff, he's like, I broke even. He's like, Sarah, I wasn't trying to make money. Like, I was just having fun. Like, I wanted to marry my girl or whatever, and, like, he did, and I was like, and his wedding was really fun, like, because I remember I was there and stuff, and like, it was fun, and it was a cute little, like, little vineyard kind of place, and he didn't spend a lot, like,
you
it
know,
was great.
You know what we could do? We could have this sort of, and we could even call it this, because a lot of our friends and our family are not on board on the whole liberty message.
Yeah.
Like, we don't. You know, constantly tell all of them.
No, we of course not. Like, no, no one really is that I know of. Like, that's family considered.
Right. Well, I mean, I would consider one of my friends pretty much family.
Matt.
He's good.
Yeah, no, and he's there, but I'm other. But I mean,
but,
just one out of how many.
I know what you're saying. But like, what we could do, like, and for not much money. To do it is just have like this kick-ass party at our house and call it a sort of what do you call it,
the reception,
marriage reception, but never have the actual, you know.
So they just think we went and got it done and just had a party afterwards.
Sure. And then
because all they're going to look for is the rings, and that's it. They're not going to ask for any paperwork.
Be silver. We ain't got no diamonds, but mm-mm. Be like, yeah, no, this shit's actually worth more than your diamond on your finger.
Yeah.
You can show them. Be like, no, here, I can bring it up on my What's Silver Worth app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how much silver I have in my ring. Yeah, it's worth this. Bam. Or whatever. You know.
Bam.
But anyway, what I'm saying is have that party, and then all the people that come, they bring you these gifts and whatnot. And
yeah.
you know, cash sometimes
a lot. But we'd have to do it, like, when people could come, though. Like,
well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, theoretically, you could have that happen, and then you could get all, we could get all the rewards of that without having to spend the $30,000 or $10,000 or even a fucking $100. We could maybe spend $100 and grill out some burgers and shit or what, you know?
Yeah. But and see, that's the funny part is you can do that and have the same experience as someone who spent $30,000.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. You won't have the white dress and the little reception, but
we could no do offense. A little fucking ceremony if we want to.
I don't really
want
to wear.
I'm just saying, whatever. Who the fuck cares? Like, why does it have to be a certain the same damn thing that everybody does? Why does it have to be that way?
No, I agree with you.
Like, why does it have to? I want my own shit. I want my own music. I want fucking. Lupe Fiasco in the background, bumping as I'm coming down an aisle, if I'm coming down an aisle, or if I'm just chilling and we're saying, yeah, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
You're going to be with me as we're listening to fucking Lupe Fiasco. Or who the fuck cares?
Well, like, why does it
have to be that certain, the same fucking thing that everybody fucking does?
No, I agree.
Why?
Well, no, because when I went home, and I wish you would have been there, when I went home last May, my aunt from Florida, she didn't have like a real one, but she said, and I wish you would have been there because you would have like heard her, she was like, I don't agree, because we were talking about my cousin Dan, who's getting married, wedding, because he spent like $6,000 just on the ring alone. And then he works for the Department of Defense, so of course. But whenever
Department of War.
Yeah.
The War Department. That's what it used to be called.
Yeah, they both work for
that. That's what it used to be called, the War Department, not the Department.
So he, you know, he's making big bucks. They're both making big bucks. But I saw their house.
Big bucks from our tax money.
What? Well, not, well, technically not ours because we're not in Pennsylvania, but.
Well, actually, maybe. That's probably more federal.
Probably, you're true.
That's more federal, so they're actually, yes.
And speaking of, I saw their house, which was $300,000. It's not much bigger than ours. Because they have a basement, maybe it's a little bigger than ours because they have a basement because it's in Pennsylvania, but or it's in New Jersey, but like maybe it's a little bigger than ours because of the basement. I was like, that's not worth that. But anyways,
basically she's saying we have a decently big house.
Consider, yeah, and we did not paint
anything. For Arizona with no basement.
Like, if we had a basement, it would be a nice big house. But I'm just saying, awesome. Like, because we don't have a basement, it's a little bit, considered on the smaller side. But anyways, so, what was I saying?
I have no idea.
When I went home, like, they were talking about my Aunt Mary, and she was from Florida. They were talking about, like, the wedding and all, how it's going to be extravagant and all this stuff. And my aunt was like, I don't understand the whole white dress thing. Like, I don't understand why you need to have that. Because you know what? She never did. Like, she's been, and I didn't know this until my mom told me, like, when I went home, like, she was married before, but he was, like, abusive and stuff. Apparently they got divorced. I didn't even know this. And then she married this other guy, but she, like, it was all, like, there was no wedding. Right. Like, it was just in, they got signed the paper. Basically, they went to the court and signed the paperwork. But, you know, like, she was just saying, like, all this stuff, and I was like,
okay,
thank you. But my mom is just like,
I
think because I'm her only daughter, like, okay. She thinks like I need to have that, like, I need to have the white dress and all that shit.
Okay, wait a minute, but what's the meaning of the white dress? Doesn't that mean that you haven't been banged?
Yes, basically. So that would work
for who?
Us.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, right. But. So people don't even acknowledge that when they get married a second time, then?
I guess not.
Don't care. It's just like, it's tradition. Okay, I go away.
That's what I'm saying. Like everything is tradition. Like, so why do it if you don't believe in that tradition?
It doesn't even make any fucking sense because the tradition is based on you haven't been touched, right? Like, you haven't been banged, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's based on?
Yeah.
Like,
basically.
You don't have sex till you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So you wear the white dress because that means you're pure or whatever they call it. And then once you're married, then boom, now you bang for the first time.
And your honeymoon,
but who the fuck gets married before they bang?
Not many people.
Like,
nowadays.
Why would you even do that? Like, what if you're not compatible?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Why? Or what if? I don't know. Like.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't know.
What if it?
But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, why?
You're just not compatible, basically.
So why would you not bang before you got married? But still, even the married part, like, I don't even understand.
I want to thank my parents. I don't get it. But my parents dated for 9 years before they actually married, and they didn't get married until 10 years after they.
Yeah, they banged before they married.
No, I don't think so.
Yep.
I don't think so. But anyways, I'm just saying, like.
Yep.
My parents were together for a lot, and they're still together, so I can guarantee, like, they were together for a long time before they got married. Like, that was unusual, like, 10 years? Like, how many people do you know that they're together for 10 years, and then I'm going to get married?
Right, plus, why would we want to get married just so we can get divorced?
What are you saying, we're going to get divorced?
I'm just saying, more than 50% of people get divorced.
Yeah.
My parents got divorced when I was 7.
Yeah.
My stepmom got divorced at a certain point.
And then did she ever remarry? Because
then she remarried, and then
he died.
Her husband died.
Okay, I got it.
But yeah, she already got divorced once, and now my dad won't marry. I call her my stepmom, but my dad hasn't married her. She's not really technically my stepmom, but she's been there forever. So
yeah.
My dad just won't get married again. So, and that's good.
But they're, you know what? Like,
that's fine.
But they're basically, they're going to be together till
one of them dies.
I mean, it's like they're married.
So what's wrong with that?
No.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
So like, do you know like if like they're beneficiaries of each other then?
Probably.
Well, maybe you and Brittany are, like, you and your sister might be his beneficiaries. Oh, yeah, you
probably,
know what I mean?
Probably. But you're my beneficiary on my...
Yeah, so I'm basically... See, like, we're already doing stuff insurance. That we're, like, already, like,
but married. But I'm not yours.
Because I haven't changed it. Not that I don't want you to.
You're
worth more than I'm worth, so...
I'm just saying, if you die, then I got to cover this house, but... That money goes to your parents or
but
wherever.
But technically, wouldn't they have to technically cover my house?
Not necessarily. They just take the money. They don't have to cover it, and they just leave me here, and now I'm fucked.
All right, fine. I'll give you it.
I'm covering you for the house.
Well, no, because... Okay, we'll talk about this later, because I have another plan, but I'll talk to Billy. So it doesn't need to be on air.
Wow,
but anyway,
we've gone
way too long on marriage and stuff like that.
I had this other article I wanted to read. It's from... Lou Rockwell. It's really short, and it's entitled What Government Really Is, and it's by Bill Bonner or Boner. Not sure how you say it. I would think Bonner. B-O-N-N-E-R. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. It's fairly short, so. A theory should explain something without reference to something else. That is, a metaphor doesn't work. It's just a description. If you say that government is a kind of social contract, in quotes, you are merely describing how it seems to you, or what you think it might be comparable to. Our theory is that government is a natural phenomenon, an expression of power relationships in which some people seek to dominate others by force. These dominators gather insiders together so that they can take money, power, and status away from other people, the outsiders. Many people think that government provides some service. That is true, but it is incidental. Governments often deliver the mail, but they don't have to. They would still be governments, even if they didn't control the post office. And what if they didn't have a Department of Inland Fisheries? Or a program to teach retarded Democrats to count to 20. They would still be in the government business and still have their helicopters, chauffeurs, and expense accounts. But if they lost control of the police or the army, it would be an entirely different matter. Force is the essence of government, not a decorative detail. Without armies and police, they would no longer be governments. It is from the barrel of a gun, as Mao put it, that political power projects itself. At the end of the 19th century, people were asked what they thought the new century would bring. Almost universally, they predicted that government would grow smaller. Why? Because people were becoming much richer and better educated. The thinkers of the time thought there would be less need for government. Of course. People who were rich and well-educated had no use for government, they believed. It didn't turn out that way, because the thinkers misunderstood what government really is. They had the wrong theory. Government is not an organization that provides benefits and services, and therefore shrinks as the need subsides. Governments grew tremendously in the 20th century because they are essentially parasitic luxuries. As a society grows richer, it can afford more illusions, more waste, more redistribution of wealth, more regulation, higher taxes, and more unproductive government employees. The outsiders take more because there is more to take.
Oh, good, good.
I like that article. Pretty good.
Very nice, very nice.
So, where are we?
We're on Blockbusters.
Oh, okay.
I gotta put that in there for the intro.
Well, I think we took a long tangent there for a while.
I know, we did, but it's okay.
Blockbusters! What you got?
I got, okay, so I've been off for a week, so I've had a lot of time to watch stuff. So I've watched Megamind. I've watched a lot of superhero movies lately, so I'm just gonna go through them real quick.
Megamind's not a superhero movie.
Kind of,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Megamind's a super,
I know, I told you I wanted to watch it with you, but you're
I wanted to watch it, but you watched it
with because
me.
I'm home, and you're with my Christmas gifts, I watched it. Okay. I told you I'd watch it again, I love that movie, that's why I wanted right. it. Anyways, it so Megamind is like a animated movie, and it has Will Ferrell as like supposed to be the like bad guy, you know, like how every
he's
super
the, voice
the bad guy. He's the voice, and then Brad Pitt's the voice of like the supposed to be like, good guy, and then Tina Fey is like the little heroine, you know, girl. And so it's a funny movie. It's just kind of taking like superhero and villain, like, you know.
Is that the movie with the minions?
Yes. Oh my okay. God, the minion. Will Ferrell or Megamind, his name is Megamind. He has a minion. And that's his name. And it's his little, like, guy on the side, his little sidekick and stuff. It's so cute. And it's an animated film. And it,
yes.
And I know some people might think, oh, animated films are for kids. But no, this one's, you know, it's for
no.
adults. It's cute. I like it a lot.
No.
And I would recommend it if you haven't seen it. I mean, it's old.
Yes.
It's been out for a while. But, you know, I just recently got the Blu-ray for Christmas. So
right.
I watched it. It was lovely. And then I watched all the superhero movies. I watched, what did I watch? I watched... What Captain America?
You watched all the
I
Transformers.
Watched Iron Man, all those Iron Mans. I watched all the Transformers. I guess Matrix. I don't know if that'd be superhero, but it's kind of super weird. So I watched all. I watched the two Matrix. I didn't watch all of them because I
enjoy the Matrix.
I yeah.
Well, the third one is obviously the worst, but first
I didn't watch
two
that one.
Good.
I watched the
it's the same
first
as
two.
Back to the Future. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
The first two were awesome. Third one, eh.
And then, what else? Did I watch any of the superhero?
We watched Columbiana.
Oh, yeah. We watched that one.
I enjoyed it.
It was a good one. I was kind of like, when you were like, let's watch it. I'm like,
yeah, I didn't
okay.
think it was going to be very good.
It was good. It was like intense. There was a lot of like action stuff in it. I liked it a lot. It was good. We also watched The Hammer, which is an older movie with Adam Carolla.
Yeah, it was his independent movie put out by him, basically. But
it was good.
Yeah. I've seen it before, but she hadn't seen it, so we watched it. And, yeah, it's funny. Decently
and
funny.
Then,
I like it.
Speaking of superheroes, well, from before, I meant to say this before, I watched the Superhuman show, where it shows, like, people who are, like, superhuman that have, like, these, like,
yes.
they create electricity or...
I've seen a few of them.
So, I'm not even going to... I don't want to ruin the, like, series or whatever, but if you have Netflix, go on Netflix, type, like, look up Superhuman... it's by Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, yeah.
And the guy who created all the comic books, like Spider-Man and stuff.
Yep.
And he, like, goes around the globe, like, finding people who have, like, superhuman, like, super strength. Like, there's, like, a guy who creates electricity through his body. Like, The guy who's like the host of it has like, he can bend his butt. He's very flexible. So like, he's the host, but he also has a super like mutation is what they call it on the show. Right, like, yeah. He's mutation.
He's flexible. Like insanely flexible.
Yeah. So there's like one of them was a rubber band guy. Like his skin.
Really?
This is kind of gross. I almost like threw up a couple times because it was kind of gross at the same time. But he could pull his skin so far that he could pull it over his mouth. Like the skin on his neck, he could pull it over his mouth. One. Yeah, it's later on I watched it. But like that, it's kind of like that. Like, oh, and he could pull like the skin from his neck out like real far. I think he was in England. Like after a while, it kind of grossed me out. But like every episode has like four people in it, I think, that have superhuman like aspects. So I would suggest watching it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I didn't watch all the episodes because I didn't watch all the ones you had watched before.
I do. Because
you were the one who told me about
only
it.
I only watched like two episodes though.
So I didn't watch the.
But we watched that one where the dude could run.
Oh,
forever.
Yeah. He could run like
basically,
forever.
He never needed to stop.
Yeah.
He would never get tired. He ran like 80 miles or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And still could have gone, but he just kind of stopped because it was time to stop.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
This guy was crazy.
Would never stop running.
I like run off the road and I'm done. But I'm just, like, yeah. Awesome.
Dream House. It's a movie.
I fell asleep during it.
You fell asleep during it, and I found it horrible. It has the new, what's his name, Daniel Craig, the new Bond. And I like him. I mean, Cowboys and Aliens was all right. But he's good in the Bond movies. I like him in there. But I don't know, this movie is horrible.
Like I said, I fell asleep, so it couldn't be that great. And then
Midnight in Paris.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. It was Owen Wilson was in it.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Rachel
McAdams.
Yeah, she's in it.
They were both in Wedding Crashers together.
It wasn't and like Wedding Crashers. I mean, it was hard to kind of get into, and then I got into it. But it wasn't, I guess I would recommend it, but, like, I don't know, if you have nothing else to watch, kind of watch it.
What I wrote down for it was, eh. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Yes.
But it was like,
it wasn't great.
It was just, it was a movie.
Yeah.
If you want to waste an hour and a half on something, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you like them as actors and actresses,
he went back in time during the movie
and met all these writers because his character
cool.
was a writer.
So I do like time travel in movies.
Yeah, but so he went back in time and met like what was his name? What was some of the writers they met?
God,
how can I remember? The big one was like Hemingway.
Yeah.
He met like Hemingway and like all that kind of stuff and Scott Ferguson.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Scott Fitzgerald
and stuff like that. So, you know, if you're like writer and you're a writer, then yes, I'd recommend this because you'd probably be more
not even that. I mean, I love time travel in movies and he time travels in this movie, but I don't know.
It could have been better, you know. It
whatever. Better. It's a movie, you know, watch it.
And that's then fine. The last movie we recently saw the other what?
I've got a bunch more.
Well, Moneyball.
Okay, that's one of them.
Oh, okay, that's one I was gonna talk about.
That one's awesome. Well, I guess it's awesome if you're a baseball fan. I'm a huge baseball fan, and this is about it. It's real life. It's about real life, but it's back in 2001 and 2002. And it's the Oakland Athletics, the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
And how, because they're a small market business, they're a small market team in Major League Baseball. And compared to the Yankees, because they're a huge market team, they always have the highest, you know, payroll for they buy their teams, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like hardcore, and the A's don't. They like promote within their minor league teams. They bring up players, and they barely spend much. And you know, it starts it with 2001, and where Oakland A's have brought up these awesome players, and they have like three top tier players.
Yeah,
Jason Giambi,
No, Jeremy Giambi. Oh, no, you're talking about the ones before
Jason
the trade.
Jason Giambi. Jason Isringhausen is a pitcher. And Johnny Damon. And they're all awesome. And in that 2001, they go to the playoffs, but they lose in five games. It's a five-game series. Mm. They lose 3-2 in the first round of the playoffs with these awesome players. But going into the next season, they lose all three of those awesome players. And Brad Pitt's in it. He plays the GM, which is Billy Beane, which is true.
Yeah.
And Billy Beane is still the GM of the A's. But he that year, going into 2002, he wanted to try something a little different, a little economic sort of play.
Yeah.
You know, don't spend a whole lot of money. Try to take a different angle, a mathematical angle, about getting players that get on base. That way you can score more runs and not worry about getting these big name players so you're spending all kinds of crazy money. So he hardly spent any damn money for the next season. And, I mean, it went really well for him. I mean, it started off bad, but it went well
yeah.
in the end. And there's a book been written about this, and that's what the movie's based on is the book. I can't remember what the book's called. But, I mean, if you're a fan of baseball, and I'm a huge fan of baseball.
Recommend it, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome movie. Moneyball. Rampart. I didn't get to see the end of it, so... it was good up until that point, but Woody Harrelson plays this like damn dirty cop, and I don't know. I like it. It's pretty good, but I still need to watch that end of it because I got kind of screwed out of it. And then just today we found this new show on Netflix called Portlandia. It's not really a new show. It's new to us because we just found it. But
yeah,
it's made by Lorne Michaels, who makes SNL.
Yeah.
It has that Fred Armisen in it. And I don't know. I found it pretty funny.
We Jason Sudeikis.
We watched the first two episodes, yeah. I think, and they're pretty funny.
It's just like skit comedy. Like, it doesn't...
Sketch comedy.
Sorry. Sketch comedy. And it doesn't connect, but they're...
Right.
It's like, you know, Saturday Night Live, kind of...
Yeah.
So, it's good. I mean, it was funny, but then the guy who came to install our new appliances in our house, we're coming in, there was some sexual thing.
And so they don't know.
I'm just saying, the guy who came to install some new software in our house, it was kind of sexual and, or not software, appliances, but anyways, it was kind of sexual content. And I was like, this is awkward. It was awkward, so we turned it to future
Ama. Hey, at the end of your news, you didn't have
I didn't.
You might as well just do it now. Say it.
What, my new thing?
Whatever
for news?
It is. Whatever it is.
Okay. That's the news. I'm Sarah Renee. Remember, we're here to fuck shit up.
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
Okay. Oh, whoops. Because you had to pee so bad, I forgot.
And I, once again, have to urinate all right, so bad. So
oh, God.
So handle it.
Do I have to hold the fort?
Yes, you do.
Okay, what do I need to talk about? There's nothing to talk about. Bitching. Can I go straight to bitching?
Yeah, do that.
Because you have dad's jokes, but we can do that after.
Let me play. I got to play your drop.
Don't worry about the drop. It's okay. You don't have to worry about the drop. I'll talk about
it. It's fine. I already brought it up here. You might as well play it.
All right, bring it up. Quit
your bitch. Go for it.
Okay, so... Ryan doesn't have anything to bitch about, so I'm going to just bitch. But I do have something legitimately to bitch about. So, like, I've been on this, you know, like, girls have birth control, you know, they're on it and stuff. So, of course I am, because we're not going to have a child, whatever you want to call it. And so I, you know, have been on this medicine for, whatever, 2.5, almost 3 years, the same medicine. And so I went to get the refill this week. And I, for some reason, I happened to open it up just so that I could get rid of like that pharmacy like bag and stuff. And when I opened up, I noticed it was a different kind of birth control. So I was like, what's going on? So I called the pharmacy and I was like, I just want to like, you know, is this a mistake or what's going on? And they're like, oh, you know, they changed the medicine, you know, like, oh, this happens all the time, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. But like, I'm, you know, I have a lot of anxiety. I worry about stuff like stupid stuff like that. Like, well, you know, I've been on this other medicine. It's been working really well for me. Like, I haven't had any side effects. Like, I like the medicine I was on. And now you're switching my medicine without actually any of my, you know, consulting me about if I want to switch or not. So I've been having a lot of anxiety about starting this new medicine because it's not the medicine I've been on for 2.5 years, like almost 3 years. So I've been looking up reviews and stuff, and a lot of them are not positive. So I'm like freaking out even more, which I probably shouldn't even have looked at the review because it probably made me have like a placebo effect. And like, I think that I'm like, yes, going to have all these effects that I probably won't have. Like, but whatever the case may be, like, and like, I've read some that says, oh, it's the exact same medicine as the other one, but whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just not happy right now that my medicine was changed on me without my, you know, permission, I guess. So I'm kind of a little upset about that because, like, it's a like, that's a huge thing. Like, medicine's going to affect, yeah, a lot of things in your body. Like,
yep.
So I'm upset about that. Like, it's, and like I said, my other medicine has had, I've had really good results with it. Like, I have had no side effects. Like, you know, especially with birth control, you have a lot of, like, you know, mood swings, like gaining weight, or losing weight. Well, gaining weight, like, you know, Ryan's like, yeah, you don't want to gain that. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't like, that's my, I know that's weird, but it's a weird fear of mine. Like, I don't want to gain weight, like, because of my medicine, like, whatever. If I gain weight because I eat all the time, okay, that's different.
I don't want to gain weight either.
But I'm saying, like, that's a huge concern because it deals with all your hormones and stuff, so that kind of affects it. So, like, that's a huge concern of mine, and, like, I know that's so silly, that's a girly thing to think about, but it's a real life, like, girls think about that kind of stuff. So I'm really upset that they just changed my medicine on me. Like, I didn't even know they changed it. Like, I, like, they like, rung me up like it was a normal, like, oh, you're just getting your medicine, like you usually do. And then when I opened it up the other day, I was like, oh, wait, this is not the same medicine I usually get. So I guess that's probably the most, like, reason, really? I was mad. Because it wasn't, like, so, like, they told me I changed your medicine. Like, just gave it to me like it was a regular procedure.
Yeah, no question.
So I don't know. I mean, I'll try it because it's, like, the supposedly it's the generic brand of the brand that I had. But
no.
I'm not happy about it. Yeah. I'll just say that.
I wouldn't be either.
So, especially since my other medicine has been working really well for me. Like, obviously, if it wasn't working, I wouldn't have been on it. I would have changed to some other one. So it just kind of pisses me off.
What would you call that pharmacy?
Skanks. Yes, exactly. That they're skanks, and they didn't tell me they had like, if they would have called me and been like, oh, we don't carry that, you know, birth control anymore, like, you might want to consider going to a different pharmacy. I was like, oh, great, thank you for calling me. Like, then I could have went to, like, CVS or Walgreens or something like that and seen, like, hey, do you still carry this prescription, like, this, you know,
right,
whatever medicine? And then I could have got it there. But no, because now they use my insurance, so now I can't get another prescription through my insurance until the end of the month. And so even at that time, I still have to call around to find out, like, if other pharmacies carry this medicine still. So, I don't know. I'm just not in a good mood about it.
Yeah, no question.
But, so I think I have a reasonable, like, thing to be upset about.
Cause yes.
Because that was kind of not cool. But whatever.
Yes.
I hope no one else has to deal with this. It's frustrating.
Well, our listeners are probably male, so they probably don't.
They have to, but no, but any kind of medicine change is like
a big thing
if you take a regular medicine.
Yep, and I've noticed it just by taking new, you know, supplements and sort of probiotics and whatnot that I'm taking, vitamins and shit. But I've noticed a good effect from what I take. Like, I haven't gotten...
Well, that's a good
sick
thing.
Or anything
that you
from
have
what
anything.
I take, but still, like, yeah, I could see taking something that you don't even know what it is,
yeah,
and then you start taking it, and then it does weird things to you. Of course, you know,
it's frustrating.
That's fucked up. So you don't want to take that.
No, and like the things I've heard have been very negative. So I'm just hoping that it's like, you know, I've heard it's basically the same thing as my old medicine. So I'm just hoping deep down it's basically, I have no, it's the same basically of my old medicine, but you still have to have that little bit of concern because it isn't the medicine that you, and there has to be something that changes if it's generic. Like, it's not going to be the exact same medicine. So.
Right.
But anyways, okay, so we skipped your dad's jokes since you had to go to the restroom. You ain't nothing but
a hound dog. By the way, my dad loves Elvis. All right, this joke. All right, enough of that. I just wanted to play that. Okay. This does have a little picture on it, so it is kind of visual, but just visualize those silly, stupid little smart cars. You know what they are. But it's a little pink one. And it says the new 2012 Ford. Renault and Ford have joined forces to create the perfect small car for women. Mixing the Renault Clio and the Ford Taurus, they have designed the... Oh, wait a minute. It's probably called Clio. Mixing the Renault Clio and the Ford Taurus... Are you hearing what I'm about to say?
Okay.
They have designed the clitoris. It comes in pink, and the average male car thief won't be able to find it, let alone turn it on, even if someone tells him where it is and how to do it. Rumor has it, though, that it can be a real bitch to start in the morning. Some have reported that on cold winter mornings, when you really need it, you can't get it to turn over.
Oh my God.
New models are initially fun to own, but very costly to maintain and horribly expensive to get rid of. Which one you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Used models may initially appear to have curb appeal and a low price, but eventually have an increased appetite for fuel. And the curb weight typically increases with age. Manufacturers are baffled as to how the size of the trunk increases, but say that the paint may just make it look bigger. This model is not expected to reach collector status. Most owners find it is best to lease one and replace it each year.
Oh, your dad.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dad. That was a good one. I liked it.
That's weird your dad sent you that.
Yes. And I have one more from him. And I haven't checked it out yet.
Oh, jeez.
It is very visual.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's not going to work. So,
oh, never mind. Dad.
Only had one today for you guys, but that's pretty good. I like that one.
That was a funny one. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, good stuff.
Kind of weird that he sent it to his son.
Good stuff, Dad. Thanks a lot. Here's to you. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
He is. He's howling all the time with those ladies.
All right. What do we got?
Survey, that's it. It's about that time.
Well, survey, and then we're going to have our mock New
Year's. Oh, yeah, survey and mock New Year's. All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Wait.
Survey-alicious. Okay. All right, so this survey is a his and her survey.
Oh, we're both included.
We're both doing it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it is.
We need beers. Do you have a beer?
No, I'm fine. We don't, because I'm going to have that in a little bit.
Then I'll
so
take
good.
Your beer?
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
Okay. So, are you a compatible couple is the survey.
What happens if we turn out not to be by their
standards?
Then
we just ignore it. Okay. So, your favorite way to spend the evening before you go to sleep without including sex is, okay, reading a book, talking, or watching TV. Which one's yours? I'm not going to tell you what mine is.
Wait, say what the question was.
Okay, your favorite way to spend the evening before going to sleep without including sex is reading a book, talking, or watching TV.
It's a toss-up between talking and watching TV, but usually it's watching TV.
That's what I was going to say. Because we usually talk and watch TV, so.
Both at the same time, basically. But,
okay.
But it's not even watching cable. Because we don't have cable. It's just watching whatever we put it, like usually a movie or whatever we do.
Okay, at night, the perfect room temperature for you is You liked it colder than average with the air conditioner always on from spring to fall. You like it warmer than average. You like an average temperature.
This one's weird because we're in the desert and like...
I consider my fall is like now. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like fall weather if you think about
it. I like average temperature, but I don't want to keep the AC on to put it to average. I'll handle an 80 degree.
So you just like average temperature.
Because it's fucking hot as shit out here in summer.
So but like right now, you know, we don't have it on. So like just this is average temperature.
But it's way below what it would be when we have the AC on in the summer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
From spring to fall, though. Oh. I just like an average temperature, though. So, like, it doesn't... Like, if the AC's on, it's gonna, I'm going to put it at an average temperature.
But
I'm
see how it varies what the average temperature... What?
If so, you, pick which one. Here, just pick. You're thinking too much. Do you like it cooler than average?
Listen to me. I have something to say.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, during the summer, we keep it, like, 82.
Yeah.
Because it gets 118 out here.
Yeah.
But right now, we never turn on the heat. We never turn on the AC. But our house stays around in the high 60s to low 70s, right?
Yeah.
And that's a good temperature, too.
So it's average.
But then it's 82.
But I think in the summertime, that's average for most people out here. So I would say that would be.
I guess it would, I would just go with average, whatever average is, I guess.
Check the falling that apply to you, okay?
Oh, jeez. How many are in there?
Five. Seven, six.
Oh my gosh.
Work out on a regular basis. Prefer silence. Okay, yes? Okay.
For me, yes.
Okay. Prefer silence over sound.
Yeah. Check that for me.
Read the newspaper regularly.
No.
Are a vegetarian.
No.
Smoke. Drink alkali.
Smoke what?
It doesn't say, it just says smoke.
No.
Drink alcohol occasionally.
Yes.
Okay.
More than occasionally, probably. All right. Right now, yes.
Okay. How do you feel about pets? You would not be happy without some type of animal in your life. The more animals, the merrier. I like animals, but I don't like the responsibility.
Wait. Okay, I was trying to find that.
Okay, how do you feel about pets? You would not be happy without some type of animal in your life.
Right.
The more animals, the merrier. I like animals, but I don't like the responsibility.
Yeah, first one.
Regarding cleanness, you are very clean. You can't stand disorganization or a mess. Are clean, but definitely not spotless. Tend to throw your clothes everywhere and will only clean when things start piling up.
Clean but not spotless. Like, there are certain things where I do the first one.
Yeah.
But it's not very, I mean, there's not much.
Yeah.
But I am basically clean. But,
yeah. When you catch a flight, you arrive about an hour early. If you're too early, you're just wasting time. With barely enough time to make your flight, you always seem to be late and rushing. No. Two or more hours ahead of time, you don't like to rush and don't mind people watching and reading.
Probably the first one.
Oh, okay. Okay, next one. When you argue, you discuss things calmly and work on a solving the problem. Yell, sometimes tension just builds up and it needs to be released. You avoid arguments at all costs and therefore rarely, if ever, argue.
I prefer not to do what I do, but I would say the second one.
Yell, sometimes tension builds up. Okay.
If certain things build up, I can't help it.
Okay.
I try to shy away from that. But
check the following that apply. You take a long time to make decisions.
Maybe.
Okay, think about it. You don't hold a grudge after an argument.
No, I don't.
You don't? So you check that then?
Yeah, I guess so.
You are an extrovert and love socializing.
No.
You are an optimistic and see the positive side of life instead of the negative.
Yes.
I'd say yes, are that.
Definitely.
You have a temper. No.
No.
You tell your best friend everything.
Nope.
So that's about it, right? Or how about you take a long time to make decisions?
The first one?
Yeah.
Take a long time to... Yeah. Yeah.
You would say yes?
Yes. I would say yes. Check that one.
Okay. Okay, next
for
one.
Me, anyway. I don't know what you're
okay, doing, I know. Your perfect vacation consists of relaxing on a beach or by a pool with no plans in mind.
Yes.
Wait, that's it? You want to hear the rest of them?
Yes, please.
Okay, sightseeing and touring through new cities, museums, and shops.
Nope.
Spending time amongst nature, camping, hiking, or biking.
Nope. First one.
Okay.
I was right. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Your partner is going to a bachelor party in Las Vegas.
Bachelorette party? Yeah.
You feel worried. Can you really trust her?
No.
Relieved. Time apart is great.
No.
Jealous. Why can't you have gone to shop or lay by the
Why pool? Can't I just feel
okay.
chill?
Yeah, I know.
What would be the best one for just feeling I'm cool?
I would say like relieved. I know it says really that's great. Like there are times apart's great. So I would say that one probably the most positive
I guess,
one.
But it's not like I want you to go, but I'm not gonna be jealous.
Yeah, I know they should have had a different one there for you.
Have fun is what.
Okay, there's more
say.
Questions.
Okay.
Your
I'm just
favorite
saying.
Place to have sex is. Oh my god, here we go.
Where?
In the bed, you're not that spontaneous. In the car, on the beach, in the woods, anywhere is more exciting than the bedroom.
That was a bunch of places for one answer?
No. The first one's just in the bed.
Right. The second
The second one is like is a bunch. In the car, on the beach, in the woods, anywhere
we're not
is more
beach.
Exciting than the bedroom or in different
in
parts
desert.
Of the house or hotel room.
Those are all in the fucking second
no,
answer?
No, the third one's in different parts of the house or hotel rooms.
Well,
the first one's
what
just
about
like,
in the bed and different parts of the house?
Well,
what's
your favorite
that?
Place is what they're saying. Your
favorite
place, yeah.
Different parts of the house.
Okay. You like to have sex in the morning before you go to sleep, morning, noon, or night.
So
the first one's in the morning, the second one's before going to sleep, and the last one's morning, noon, or night, so anytime basically.
Morning, noon, or night. I don't care when it is. I just
okay.
Let's do it as long as there's no damn Pax Pearl.
Okay, next one. Check the following that applies. This is another reply one. Mm-hmm. You love to experiment with new sexual ideas.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Next one. You'll have sex even if you're not in the mood.
Hmm. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I know that's not true. If you're not in the mood, you won't do it. Your peter won't work. You have to be in the mood.
What's a peter?
Your penis.
My cock?
Yes. It won't work if you're not in the mood.
I guess not, then.
Okay. All right. You
Listen
are
to her.
You are not a fan of public affection.
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
I just want to chill.
Harmless flirting does not bother you.
That's true.
You enjoy giving and receiving oral sex.
That's true.
You enjoy role-playing, S&M, and or additional partners.
What am I supposed to say to that? I'll look to you for that
I'm
answer.
Not, no, don't listen to me. It's your answer. It's your answer, not mine.
Well, they put in role-playing with...
Yeah, I know. It should have been, role-playing should have been a separate one.
Because I know we've done some role-playing with that game that
yeah,
we play.
But yeah, I know. But so that
but
should have been
there
separate.
Hasn't been extra partners, so what am I supposed to say?
Yes or no?
No, that's what I'm getting at.
I guess you should say you enjoyed what we did, so I guess you should say yes.
I'm saying yes to extra partners. See, that's what I'm getting at.
It's yeah, like, but we never do that. So that just is disincluded. It'd just be what applies to you, basically. So it'd be additional role players. It would be okay. So that one works.
But yes, and lock down your mic.
So you prefer to have sex almost every day. That's not true. Once per week, 2 to 3 times per month.
Is there not more than
that's
once
it.
Per week?
Almost every day, once per week, or 2 to 3 times per
month. I would like to have sex every day.
You're the one who doesn't do it. You gotta be passionate.
I gotta work. I'm a working man.
Okay, so once per week. Once per week would be more than 2 to 3 times per month.
What?
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 Once per week would be more than 2 to 3 times a month.
Sure, that's fine. It's definitely better than 2 or 3 times a month.
The perfect night of sex for you would include, here we go.
Blowjob!
Candles, a bath together, and cuddling. Oh, yes. Okay.
Wait, what?
Candles, a bath together, and cuddling is the first one.
Gosh, that's the one you're picking.
A home-cooked dinner with dessert licked off your body.
My balls?
Your body.
Oh.
And
I'm horny for you.
Oh, shut up. Sex toys, videos, and role-playing.
Yeah, that one. For me.
You like doggy?
Are you still a virgin?
Okay. Is there more?
Do you have any body hair?
Okay. When you get some extra money, you put into savings, go on a shopping spree or vacation, buy some necessary things, and save the rest.
Yeah, that one.
At the end,
but I don't put it in. Like, I don't like that saying, "Put it into savings," because it seems like put it into the bank. I don't have a savings account with a bank.
Yeah.
I put my money into real hard money. I put, I put
some gold silver. Or silver. Yeah.
I don't have any gold.
But I'm saying if you didn't,
I don't have that kind of money.
All right. I understand. Okay. At the end of the month, you pay your bills in the following way. Make the minimum payment. Pay it off in full. You never pay interest. Pay as much as you can.
Pay as much as I can.
Would you get naked?
Check the following that apply. You tend to eat out a lot.
Eat out what?
Like dinner.
Oh, not vagina?
No, not vagina. Because that wouldn't be true either.
How do you feel about my thang in your mouth?
You're a bargain shopper.
I take it you're a virgin.
You splurge on manicures, massages, and your hair. Is that true about you?
No.
No. You are a saver rather than a spender. I would say yes. Yeah.
Saver rather than spender. I spend occasionally, but I do. Yeah. I've got some savings.
You take not more than one vacation per year. Well, yeah, because you go home like for Christmas and.
Yeah.
You prefer to spend extra money in order to stay in a 4 or 5 star hotel. No. When you give gifts, you splurge. You enjoy giving nice things to those you love. Keep a budget in mind and shop accordingly. Only buy something that is on sale.
Keep a budget in mind.
I'm cute, though. Built good.
Okay, ready? When you go out to dinner with a friend, you divide the check up accordingly to what each person ordered. Divide the total in two because a few dollars difference doesn't matter. Pay for dinner. You tend to be very generous.
With who?
When you go out with a friend.
A friend. Well, it really just depends on, like if my best friend would come here, I'd probably just pay for his shit.
Yeah.
Just go out one night and I'd pay for his shit. But if I went there, he'd probably pay for my shit.
So it kind of evens out, but I'm just saying.
So probably like the sort of split it.
The second one where you split it in between doesn't matter who paid what.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who paid what or who got the more expensive, just split it.
There's more questions. How long is this fucking survey?
How long is this damn thing?
I don't know.
We gotta have this. We gotta ring in the new year.
I know. Hopefully. Should we just stop it?
How long is it?
I don't know. It's at 25. Well, okay, if it goes on to more than 25, we're done.
Oh, my God.
You would like no children, 1 to 2 children, as many children as come along.
No children. Right now, that's how I feel. It's not necessarily how I will feel, but right now,
I'm just,
I feel no children.
Does religion play a factor in your life? Yes,
no.
Religion is, I don't read anymore.
Not at all. I don't even have the state religion like a lot of people do. They believe in the state.
Check the following that apply. We are about the same age. No.
Who?
Me and you.
Oh.
We have the same religious beliefs. We have the same level of education. That's true.
Which one?
We have the same level of education.
We don't have the same religious beliefs?
What? No, I was just
you
going...
You believe in baby Jesus?
I was going down birthday? The list. We agree on whether or not to have children. How many? Yes.
What?
We come from a similar ethnic background.
Ethnic?
Yeah, we're both ethnic. White? Well, we're both German and Polish. No, you're not Polish.
I'm not Polish.
You're Irish, though.
I'm German and
okay, well, we'll just skip that one.
Jewish.
We come in similar
how good is that?
Economic conditions. We grew up in similar... No, probably not. Okay. An important charity asks for your support. You donate $50. You make an excuse figuring you'll donate later in life when you have more money, or donate money and get your family and friends to donate also.
None of these answers are going to do well for me because I don't know what this charity is. If
that's
it's a state-run charity, I'm not going to fucking do it because the bureaucrats are going to take all the goddamn money. And I'm not giving my money to bureaucrats where they say they're going to give it to these people and help these people out when... No,
so then how about we just
paychecks.
Do later in life, because since we don't know.
I will pay, I will gladly.
Yeah, pay if it's something you know. Yeah.
To a real organization like Salvation Army that doesn't take, a ton of money from it. They, Salvation Army takes maybe 30 cents on the dollar. As opposed to the Red Cross, American Red Cross takes 70 cents. Or no, takes. Whatever.
Yeah.
Takes 70 cents on the dollar to pay their bureaucrats that run the shit.
Yeah.
The Salvation Army takes 70 cents on the dollar to actually pay the people who need help. And pays 30% to their people who run it. So. You know what I'm saying? So
no,
I don't know how to answer that.
I agree. I know.
Who knows what the organization is?
Okay, next question. You are very late for an important meeting because you overslept due to a late night out the evening before. You lie and say you got stuck in traffic. Decide not to show up at all and make up a story about being ill. Apologize not for staying late to try to make up for your inconvenience.
What was the initial...
Lie and say you got stuck in traffic.
No, what was the initial what's going on here?
You are very late for an important meeting because you were overslept.
I overslept.
Due to a late night out.
I never oversleep. But I possibly could if I got too drunk, I guess. I would lie. Whatever the lie one was, I would
got
lie.
Got it. Is it over yet? Is it done? No.
We need to mock it up here.
All right, let's just do 30 and then we're done. If it's not overdone 30, then we're done.
30 questions? We've already...
Yeah, we've done 30.
Jesus.
Your choice... You choose your career because you make good money, you enjoy what you do, that's what you fell into.
Right now, it's what I fell into.
Okay. When your partner has to work 4 weekends in a row, you...
Party!
Get angry. How will your relationship survive if you don't get to spend any time together?
My partner never has to work 4 weekends in a row.
Understand,
that would never happen, so.
You work long hours also, and you are both working hard towards financial security. Are impressed. You'd much rather be with a hard worker than someone lazy.
Sure, that one. But that would never happen, so.
Check the following that apply. We are both hard workers.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. We are both the same level of ambition.
Are we? Sure.
We both enjoy working.
Not really.
Weekends are meant for us and not for work.
Yes.
We agree on major purchases.
Yeah.
We play as hard as we work.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. If you and your partner had a baby, oh my god, here we go. No, I'm telling you, after 30, we're done. I'm not going anymore if it's
How
not.
How many are you at?
We're at number 29.
What's the question?
If you and your partner had a baby.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go, the baby question. One of you would quit working to stay home full time.
Me.
Shut up. You would hire a nanny so both of you could keep working. You would work part-time and make arrangements to have someone watch the baby until it starts school.
Well, here's my real answer. I would want to homeschool it. So We would have to figure that out. I don't know how that would happen.
So for now, one of you would quit working to stay home. You would hire a nanny, or you would work part-time and make arrangements to have someone watch it.
That one.
Okay.
That one.
After a bad day at work, you talk to your partner until you feel better. Forget about it, and it's not that important. Get angry and frustrated.
I mean...
Yours is probably forget about it.
Yeah. I just don't give a shit about anything that happens. Ever. Really.
Oh, okay, they're done. Finally. Okay. Yes. Are you compatible? Your score were 33.
What's that mean?
So it says between 24 and 33, a potential match.
We are a potential match?
Yes, apparently. The relationship could go either direction, depending on how committed both partners are to each other. You may be able to solve your differences with patience and through compromise. If you review the questions, pay close attention to areas that you could compromise on. The number one cause of problems in long-term relationships is disagreement on finances.
What?
Will you be able to work your financial differences? However,
this is way wrong.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say because I picked the same thing as you did. So that's stupid. It didn't work.
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants?
Because all the financial ones I picked the same because we already are doing it. So
would you get naked?
That was silly. But anyways.
What bra size do you wear?
Okay. You are not listening to me, mister. Stop asking about bra snights.
Bra snights.
Is that time for the count? Pop some bubbly.
Oh, yeah. We need to bust out. Pop some bottles.
Okay, I'm going to pop some bottles.
You go pop some bottles. I'll try and hold it down. I don't really have much to say. You guys, I know. I just now realized we've went, not even slightly. More like well over 2 hours. We try to keep them right about 2 hours. We're a good 20 minutes past. But that fucking last little questionnaire kind of went crazy. But we are going to bring to you here. Get your drinks ready. We're going to do our own little mock.
Baby, I can't pop this, so you have to
do it. Okay. Well, you got to talk because I'm trying to talk.
Because I can't pop it.
Tell them we're going to do this.
We're going to do this little mock countdown. We're going to count down because I know that by the time you listen to this, it's already going to be the new year. So Romy's going to help us out, even though I don't like Romy. He'll help us out. Don't pop that in your face, baby. Is it going to pop? Woo! It popped it. Okay. So we're going to do this little mock. I'm getting ready to pour.
All right. You go pour it. I got it. Yes, so get your champagne bottles popping, pour it up like we're doing right now, and she poured ahead like crazy and spilled everything everywhere. That's what she does, you know, she tends to spill. I call her the silly spiller because that's what she does. Hey, Romy.
Yes?
What's going on? Buddy.
Talk to me.
Well, I just did. Anything going on with you?
Who are you?
I'm Ryan J, man.
Yes. That is incredible.
All right. Yeah. I don't have anything.
Okay, we're ready to go. I got it. I popped it like it's hot. And poured it like it was hot.
There it is. We got champagne glasses. I hope you guys at home have your champagne glasses ready to go.
So pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. As Snoop Dogg would say.
What are we doing? What's
the plan? Remember, you're counting it down. Romy's counting it down.
I know. But what's the plan? Like,
so we want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year. And hope everyone's resolutions or expectations come true. How about that? And that everyone lives how they want to live.
How about freedom and prosperity for the year 2012? You know, just living free.
That's what I'm saying. Living how everyone wants to live.
And peacefully and voluntarily. Not yet. Peacefully, voluntarily, peace, you know, all that shit. We're all down for that. Liberty.
Justice for all. That's what I was ready to say. But I'm just saying, like, happiness. Does everyone be happy?
What is it? It's liberty.
And justice for all.
No.
That's how it goes.
There's property. Liberty, property.
Prosperity.
No.
Oh, I don't know why we talk about this. We already wasted their lives too much. Let's just continue with this.
These people hate us.
I know. Right now, let's go.
All right. Romy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I guess you want to introduce yourself before you do this countdown. We're getting ready. It's getting close.
I am Jim Rome.
All right.
Ready?
Talk to me.
Go.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, what's up, Romy?
Yes?
I know you can't say a whole lot of shit. You don't have a lot of shit to say.
I have $100 million in the bank. Do you?
No. You're a rich motherfucker. All right, Romy. Can you start this countdown? We're ready to get this done.
Okay, ready? 10.
No.
Oh.
I'm asking Romy. Can he get this countdown going?
Go.
Will he do this for us?
Yes.
Thank you, Romy. Can you just start off at 9, because we don't care about 10.
10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Cheers! Sorry for the silence, but we cheersed our champagne, Pagna, and we drank it. Is this the pink one?
No, I didn't save that for midnight.
You did the real one. The real champagne.
No, I saved it for midnight.
Oh, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this show.
You know, it was random as shit.
We got off on tangents, that's for sure. But sometimes it happens.
Happy New Year!
We appreciate all you guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Thanks for donating. Thanks for buying shit at Amazon. Whatever you do. Thanks for listening. I don't even care if you do all that shit. Just thanks for listening. We're going to keep giving this to you for free. We don't give a shit.
Okay, so happy New Year and peace.
Wait.
What?
We have a song.
We have a song. I know, but I'm saying peace to them because this song's going to play and then
I'll.
Right,
but I
got to
tell them the song that we have. Talk. And the song that we do have is by the band Live. And it's called Lightning Crashes. It's from old. It's old school in my life. It's in the 90s. And I grew up listening to this shit. So, yeah, we're well over our time, our usual time. So. Might as well just get the fuck out of here. Hit us up, drunkonliberty.com. You know, drunk dial the shit. 623-505-6375. Hit us up on the Facebook, the Twitter, the G+. You know, all that jazz. And peace out, bitches. And 2012. Less than a year away. The world ends. So, awesome. Right?
Well, supposedly, yes, but...
Any last words for the 2011? This is the last podcast.
It was a good year. It was a good year.
I know we started late this year.
But it was a good year.
So we've only had a few months, but...
It was a good year.
Good times?
Good times.
Thank you, listeners. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
Peace out, you crazy freaks. You crazy motherfucking bitches. No, you guys rock. Thanks. That's not right. Awesome. I fucked it up. What a way to go, Ryan J. Alright. For real this time, peace out, bitches. Listen to
I can feel.